You are listening to.
Listening to.
You are listening to.
Black is.
Black is.
Black is.
Black is.
Black is.
BlackIsOnline.com.
Hey, y'all ready for the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour?
You kidding me?
Can't wait.
Welcome to the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour, where we give you that sports talk in layman's terms. We can get raw up in here, so if you like sports talk clean, this is probably not the place for you. Alright, let's get to it. What's going on, y'all? Welcome to another episode of the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour, brought to you by the Black Is Network. We are your co-hosts for the show, the Brothers Layman, Chris.
And Jonathan. I ain't lose today, so I'm feeling good.
I know you are, man.
Yes, sir.
We got a jam-packed show for y'all tonight.
Yes, we do.
You know, another NFL week in the book, some interesting things. I know some of them folk in Coonsy.
No, man.
I know Martin, y'all feeling good today. You
know, them Philly fans is feeling good. They feeling themselves, even though it was an ugly win.
Mm-hmm.
But a win is a win. You know, a win is a win.
You know, we got NBA just about to start.
Yeah, Tuesday.
Mm-hmm. Woo! We got the draft done.
Yes, sir.
You know, we did our Eastern Conference preview last week. We're going to get into the West.
Yes, sir.
I know some of them folk over at the Hoopla show, they happy now.
Mm-hmm.
I know
we had some college football upsets.
Man.
Ooh, buddy.
So, yeah, I don't know. People in Ohio kind of, on one hand.
They salty.
They happy. And on the other hand, you know, they kind of salty.
They salty.
Yeah. I mean, people out here a little upset with, you know, the outcome with the Dodgers. But, you know, a World Series, I don't think anybody was predicting this World Series was going to happen.
Nope.
So, you know, we got all that, you know, 5 minutes with Grandpa.
Yes, sir.
Noise Awards, what fun moments. And we got a guest in the house, too.
Yes, sir. So, got a special guest on.
Yeah, so we got tons of that. So, you know, if y'all want to chime in, any comments, feedback, whatsoever, y'all know what to do. Hit us up via email, thebrotherslayman@gmail.com. Reach us out on Twitter, @brotherslayman. Leave us a voicemail, 323-455-4219. Hit us up on our website, blackisonline.com.
Yeah, hit us up. Any questions, comments, concerns, anything. And I mean anything. Y'all want to dish out to us, fantasy questions, whatever. Get at us and we will definitely hit you back.
Holla. That's what's up. All right, so when we start, let's introduce our guest. Jonathan, you want to do the honors?
Yes, sir. So I want to introduce one of my homeboys. I've known him for, feels like, 10-plus years now. But I've known this man a long time. Good guy, really good dude. Actually doing, open his own company and all that. But I'll let him dive into all that. Want to introduce my homie, Victor Palacios. What's going on, Big Vic?
How's everybody doing? Victor Palacios from Game Crossing. They call me the Wizard of a GC. I'm happy to be on the Brothers Layman show, and I'm looking forward to seeing what we can do as conversation tonight and let you know about what's going on with the Wizard and what we got in the future.
Hey, for sure, for sure. That's what's up. Thanks for coming on, sir.
I appreciate it. Thank you for having me.
No doubt. So before we get into all the crazy feedback and sports talk, we're going to talk to you for a second to explain what you got going on. Now, you know, I know some fans, you know, of ours, we've been talking about every sport under the sun, but this is a sport that we actually have not discussed.
Yes.
Which is esports. So, Vic, why don't you go ahead and let people who don't know, can you explain what esports is?
Yes, yeah. Esports is a competition tournament-style video gaming. There's lots of video games out there right now that are growing. If you don't know about esports, the major esport game out there is called League of Legends. It's a PC-based game and a four-player versus game that if you're not aware of the situation, esports and League of Legends has already sold out multiple venues around the world. The Air Canada Arena in Toronto, the Madison Square Garden in New York.
Wow.
The Staples Center is coming up pretty soon here with League of Legends, and they'll sell out. What I've done You know, I'm a football guy, and I grew up football. I scholarship football, and had some kids, and turned out my kids don't like football, so I thought I'd find out another sport. My son does play basketball. My daughter does gymnastics. And we found that video gaming is the future. Video gaming competition and tournament style has become a beast that the masses are unaware of.
Mm.
So beast-like that there are, like I said, that are selling out. We're selling out big, huge venues around the world. And we have millions and millions of viewers online through via Twitch, you know, apps like Twitch. You know, we do have PR ranked players. What I'm going to start off at is SoCal. SoCal is home base to the largest Smash community in the world.
And by that, you mean Super Smash Brothers, right?
With Super Smash Brothers. And they start off, they do 64 Smash Brothers on the Nintendo 64. They have Melee, which is on the GameCube console. And then we've got the Wii U console that pushed out Super Smash Brothers 4. Now, if you aren't aware, Super Smash Bros. 4 is a Nintendo-based game. All Mario-type players, Pokemon, Final Fantasy players that do fighting styles. Now, this game has gotten so huge that it was in this year's Rio Olympics. And if you weren't aware of that, now you are. Rio had 8 countries involved in a tournament that had Super Smash Bros. 4 on the Wii U. Wow. Now, there were three medals given out, obviously, gold, silver, and bronze. The Canadians took the gold with a player called his name is Ally. Then the United States, from our own Southern California, a guy named Larry Lur from out here where we play in SoCal, in our backyard, took silver in the competition for this year's Rio Olympics. And the Mexico took the bronze.
Nice.
Now, with saying that, that's how big esports has gotten. We've already gotten to the Olympics on 2 levels.
Wow.
If you don't know, the X Games happened a few months back. We had a Halo competition. Mm. Halo was put out in the X Games. Now, the actual World Olympics game, Tom to come over. At the Olympics games, you know, we had Smash 4. And that puts us on another level out here on the West. Now, I've created a company that the name of the company is Game Crossing LLC. And we are the only youth esports and tournament company on the West Coast at the moment. And what that means is we tournament and we teach youth age gamers that want to get into the esport. Tell them to come over here. That get into the esport environment. I take ages 8 to 17, and I teach them a lot of things. Nice. Tournament play, sportsmanship. We teach them in our lab. I've gutted my garage and turned it into a training center. And we're doing 3D imagery, 3D editing, live stream production, video production, color commentary, because we do have commentary during the matches. Right. We teach them drone flying, ground robotics, aerial robotics, anything that's geared towards futuristic jobs and that they're going to encounter as adults.
Nice.
If you haven't seen yet, take your local restaurant or your grocery store, and you're in the grocery store. Just picture this. You see a parent behind you, the kid's under age of 5 years old, and the kid's out of control, having a tantrum. John or Chris, could you tell me how that parent turns around and calms their kid out when in this day and age? What do they do to calm that kid out?
I have an 8-year-old, so I would say a lot of times you would give them something electronic to pass the time.
Correct. Exactly. People hand them phones. People have them tablets. They have their 3DSs in their hands. So I've seen this and viewed this over the past year with a lot of adult families. With children that are under the age of 3. And I studied at restaurants and Disneyland and Knott's Berry Farm and saw how these parents were interacting with their children. Handing that phone is obviously giving them the key at a young age when they're such a sponge to depend, rely, and utilize the digital age that we're moving into. Now, that's a piece of it. Now, let me tell you the other biggest part of this that I noticed. Now, right now, currently as we speak, Northrop Grumman has taken in the contract to build the next B-2 bomber. You guys are familiar with the big black stealth plane, yep. B-2 bomber, right?
Right. Yep.
The government has mandated them to take one thing out of the plane. What do you guys think they took out of the plane?
I already know the answer, but I'm not going to spoil it.
I'm not sure. What is it?
All right. So, John, you can go ahead and tell them. What do they take out of the plane, John?
The pilot.
They take the pilot away. Okay.
Okay.
So now you have a multi-million dollar plane and no pilot. Now, who is flying the pilot, or who is flying the B-2 bomber in the next 5 to 10 years? The gamers. The gamers are going to fly these planes because we believe in joysticks and keyboards, and we hashtag joysticks and keyboards as a future opportunities of this world. Things are changing, and if you haven't noticed it yet and you got kids, you need to notice it now. I do have 2 children that are in elementary school. One's in kindergarten and one's in third grade. The school that they are attending, the kindergartners, are already, and all grades at this point right now, are dealing with smart boards. They're also integrating code writing and programming into an elementary school curriculum.
That's crazy.
Now, that's insane, right?
Yeah. You think,
now, what's going on? We also live in an area what's not too far away from where we're at, about 10, 15 miles, is the city of Irvine. And the city of Irvine has pretty much eliminated handwriting as a basic primary. They are doing keyboard.
Wow.
So the things are changing. Unfortunately, all school districts and public education does not get to benefit from this. And it's sad, but it's a reality. Drone flying, robotics, you know, things with joysticks and keyboards are definitely going to be something of the future. Mm. And that's what esports is about. Esports is about not just playing video games and competing, but all the other opportunities that are involved in an esport tournament. You have your guy who runs the tournament, your tournament organizer. You have your video production guy. You have your bracketry guy, your color commentaries. Of course, the players, you have the guys that run all the live stream, you know, ins and outs of being able to stay live and giving a good production. So all of these digital jobs benefit kids through my program, through my company I've created in order to prepare themselves for future opportunities. We do have a child on our team. He just turned 16. His name's Rad Roach. That's his tag name.
Right.
But his name's Anthony. And he wants to go to the Air Force Academy to fly drones.
Okay.
So if you say, oh, yeah, that's a great job. You know, they only fly drones 4 days a week for the government and make over $100,000 a year.
Wow.
You know, I'm not, you know, this is no, and your police departments, you know, and your upscale cities, you know, we'll take Calabasas or Newport Beach. They've got drone flyers working for the police department, making $80,000 a year.
That's crazy.
So, I don't discourage college at all. I want all my kids to go to college, but I'm preparing them while they're in college to be already be in the industry that's going to be available for them within the next 5 to 10 years.
That's what's up, man.
Yeah, it seems like just the whole basis for STEM is just really growing, and it seems like esports is a big part of that.
Exactly. We work with a couple of the major companies here in the West. Like I said, SoCal is where the best smashers come from around the world, and we really believe that. We have a huge movement going on right now. You know, it's led by a company called 2GG. 2GG is one of the biggest tournament companies, and they throw the best tournaments out there. And they do all across the nation. Their next big tournament that they have is going to be in Las Vegas. I believe it's December 10th. It's the Zero Saga, and Zero is the guy's name, is the player's name, and he is ranked number one in the world. And he could be the first player in the history of Smash to win his own tournament. For instance, it's never happened before. So, for instance, we just had it was called the Abadango Saga, which was here in Santa Ana, where a company called Esports Arena, and when you listen to these numbers, it'll blow your mind. Santa Ana and Esports Arena have combined and created a facility that is 15,000 square feet by level, 2 levels, dedicated to esports and competition video gaming.
That's crazy.
Wow.
So it is the only one of its kind in the northern region of North America. And it will have a second location starting next year. And they will be moving it to NorCal, which is Oakland. And what they believe they're doing is they're creating a NorCal, SoCal community so we can start shading in the middle and having leagues and bigger tournaments and more tournaments, because now that the Smash community has the ability to meet up where 1,100 people sit in a bi-level facility and watch the top 20 players in the, all around the world and get super hyped about it, because those places, when those players are on fire and they're able to do, and I'm going to give you some more numbers here. Right now, I believe the max inputs per second on a controller are 7 inputs per second. Now, you're talking about combos that have, you know, we'll just say you guys probably know the up, up, down, down, left, right, B, A, select, start.
Yeah.
Get you the extra lives for both men. So just imagine having to hit those, all those inputs within 1 second.
That's freaking crazy.
So you're talking about 7 inputs per second, and they're talking about getting faster. Wow. Now, like I said, esports is amazing. It actually makes more money than any other sport out there. The only sport that has more viewers than esports when we do big main tournaments for like League of Legends is the Super Bowl.
Are you serious?
I am dead serious.
Wow. Yeah, so I saw on TNT. Yeah, I saw on TNT. I believe it was TNT sometime last year that they started showing
esport.
Yeah,
E-League. Yeah, it was E-League. That's a great start for us as a community in the esports to have a major network have something like that. But you also have a lot of big time, entertainment actors and people that are in the entertainment industry that are now currently buying up esport teams. Like if they were the last waffle on the plate that just got a little bit of syrup on it, you know, you want that last waffle. But they're like people like Mark Cuban's got his hands in esports.
I can imagine.
Magic Johnson, I believe, has esport credibility at the moment. The newest one is Steve Aoki, which is the Asian DJ.
Yeah.
And he just bought I can't remember the company's name. He just bought a company about 2 weeks ago. And you're starting to see now this is the next sport. We are considered the next big sport around the world. And I really believe and true to my heart that the opportunity is going to happen 4 years from now in Tokyo, Japan, when Tokyo holds the 2020 Olympics. What is Tokyo and Japan known for?
Electronics.
Yep. Electronics, video games, anime.
Nintendo.
Nintendo, Dio. And they are going to showcase, and it's going to be an amazing event, all based around digital video game, anime. And what do you think would be the biggest thing that they could possibly do to introduce to the world at in their hometown where they created basically fighting games and tournament styles? Is the esport player, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would be something. So they've already announced to the world via the last Olympics at the end. If you didn't catch the closing Olympics, I highly suggest you check it out. The prime minister turns into Mario and basically gives a subliminal message to the world that we will showcase the video gamer in the 2020s.
That's crazy.
Now, where does that put my company and my kids? It puts them right at Olympic age in 4 years.
Nice.
So things will happen in this next year. They will start to learn Japanese as a base language so they can travel the world. We will also integrate we're moving into Overwatch is one of the games we're moving into.
Yeah.
Next year, League of Legends we'll take a stab at. We only have 6 kids right now that are on our roster, but we're looking for 4 more, and we're definitely looking for 10 girls because girls are definitely a rarity in this community.
Mm.
So that's pretty much what esports is about. You know, it's competition video gaming on just a steroid level. my kids are in a position where they're learning from major PR players like Larry Lur, our Olympic representative. He's contacted us. We work with a couple other players like K9 Bruce. We like to work with another player called Ike Tyson. You know, we have a lot of PR players in their lives and giving him the ins and outs and do's and do nots of this sport and how you play under pressure. What we're doing is we're bringing the children back out of the house to play video games.
And hey, that's what's up.
And if anything, you know, that can, and I don't want to like be negative, but it shuts all the parents up that say that video gaming is nothing and it doesn't amount to anything. But I bet guarantee their parent that tells me that inside their pocket on their cell phones, Candy Crush or some other random app game that they play, and they,
yeah,
you know,
right,
yeah,
it doesn't justify their comments in regards to saying that esports gaming is nothing and it will amount to nothing. They need to do the research and understand how this sport is just increasing day by day and giving the opportunity to children that give an opportunity to children that are unaware or have the or don't have the resources to be in a community like this. And there are a lot of those kids out there.
Hey, that's what's up, yeah, man.
And so I'm going to ask, because I've heard about a little bit of it. I know they have some teams on some colleges as well. How do you guys determine somebody who, you know, is a regular person who enjoys playing the game versus somebody who really wants to become a pro at this? Like, what would that person need to do to get to that level?
Well, the first thing they would do is they gotta get out of the house and they gotta find where these locations are at, where all these smashers are getting out of the house too, and showing up and doing tournaments. Tournaments normally happen. You can look up 2GG Gaming.
Okay.
They're on Facebook and they have a Facebook that you can do SoCal Smash. That's another one. There is a high school Smash in California that has a group, and you can always follow us at on Instagram at Game Crossing LLC. And a Facebook, just Game Crossing LLC. So check us out. I do have a lot of videos on there on what we do. But right now, I would highly recommend 2GG. Level Up Gaming is another gaming company that does Street Fighter V. Santa Ana is pretty much where the beast is at and where everyone kind of goes and plays.
Okay.
It's downtown Santa Ana. It's called Esports Arena, and that's that 15,000 square foot bi-level facility. They do Monday nights with 2GG, and 2GG runs Mega Smash Mondays. And you can bring out, it's like anywhere from 10 to 20 bucks to come out and play. They do have times where you can play friendlies and just kind of feel out the environment
That's cool.
Get the opportunity to understand what's going on. So I would say the first thing you guys should do if you're interested in your child being in the sport, you should look up, you know, Smash Brothers or eSports. The eSports companies will start popping up. There's not very many on the West Coast at the moment, but you can find them. But Santa Ana eSports Arena is one of where you would want to start. Like I said, 2GG, we definitely highly respect, and we definitely we give them our whole and total support with this movement moving forward in the West. So I would say start there and then look up companies like mine that have. We're the only youth esports team out here on the West Coast at the moment. But I have no doubt within the next 2 years that you'll start seeing them pop up like Jump House facilities. So, we're just out here doing it first. But you do that, your kid, just get them in that environment where they feel comfortable amongst their peers and they find out, hey, I didn't know you played Smash. And you know, they start getting more friends, and you know, we can cancel out the anti-socialism, and we can get them out of the house.
Man, you ain't lying.
Yeah, yep. get them out of the house. Get them in a world where they're back out there and making friends, and we're just, like I said, we're moving forward and killing that negativity about anti-socialism, because we do come across a lot of players that are younger players that do have, you know, those type of tendencies where they're not familiar with those environments. But things are changing, and like I said, esports is where you can, your child can excel and definitely learn from a lot of people that are involved. And like I said, the Smash community, I cannot count on my hand, or maybe even count one or two people that I'm not comfortable with being around. Everyone in the Smash community gives you the opportunity and welcomes you in. If you're a PR player or just someone that's shining out for the first time, what I've come to learn is the Smash community welcomes everyone.
That's what's up.
That's great,
man. That's what's up, man. I'm proud of you, brother.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, man. So let everybody know where they, if they want to find more about your company and what you do, where they can go.
Okay. So our company, again, is Game Crossing LLC. You can find us on Facebook. We also have an Instagram at Game Crossing LLC. We do have a Twitch channel that we run once a month at our tournaments. Our next tournament is October 29th, Saturday. That's next Saturday. Pre-registration can be emailed at gamecrossingllc@gmail.com. You can hit us up that way, and we'll get you on the roster. It's $10 to play in the Smash competition. We also are running another game called Pokken Tournament, which is Tekken/Pokemon. I'm almost done. Tekken/Pokemon. It's another fighting style game that's really popular in Japan. Mm. We're doing that in Buena Park on the 29th. 12 o'clock is on-site registration. Then we start usually about 1:15. Like I said, it's $10 per game. So if you want to hang out with us, $20 gets you 4 or 5 hours worth of fun. You got to get to see what's going on out in the world and how we're bringing this to the youth gamers. I want to thank everyone that listens to this show. Thank you to the Lehman Brothers for having us on. This is our first podcast interview. This is just another way for our community to get voices out in the public eye or the public ear, you know, to show people that the opportunities are there for your children. Get them into something. Those video games that they're playing an hour to 2 hours a day or whatnot, or however you mandate it, those video games are teaching them their hand-eye coordination, their front cortex is being used to the max as speed-wise. Those are the future jobs. Don't worry about sending – I mean, I don't want to say don't worry about sending your kid to nursing school, but realize what's going on.
Yeah.
Those kids that do nursing school for 7 years or whatnot come out making $14 an hour with $150,000 in debt right off the bat. The opportunity for drone flyers and video gamers, they make their own money with YouTube opportunities. And those drone opportunities in robotics, in ground robotics – go to Costco. They're selling robots right now. But anyways, and drones for cheap. Those are the opportunities you want to get your kid into. And give us any opportunity or any questions you guys may have. Email me. You guys can hit us up on Facebook or Instagram or social media, and we can answer and get you the right answers for your kids in the future.
That's what's up, man.
Y'all can hear. I can see the business on behind you, man. It sounds like it's it's growing.
Yeah, it's definitely a beast, and I can't wait till the masses understand what's going on, and I can't wait to have Game Crossing and Larry Lur and 2GG, all these players that help us out as household names. I cannot wait for that.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up.
Appreciate that. So yeah, we're gonna take a quick commercial break, y'all. We're gonna come right back, get into the feedback and whatnot. Y'all, this is the Brothers Lehman Sports Happy Hour.
Holla. Thank you.
This is KC Lehman, and you are tuned in to the Black Is Network. Be sure to check out the podcast I have the pleasure of hosting called The Break at blackisonline.com.
All right, y'all, we're back. Brothers Lehman Sports Happy Hour.
Yes, sir.
Hey, man, so yeah, shout out again to...
Shout out to my boy Vic, Big Vic.
Hey, man, eSports. We try to touch on a little bit of everything.
Yeah, I know all the
I know we all got kids. Everybody who got kids that's like 8 and up, 5 plus,
Spirit,
playing games.
Spirit, I know your daughter be playing video games sure on her phones or iPads or whatever.
Mm-hmm. My son be playing. You unplug. I tell him plug. Oh, he plugged in right now. You unplug him, he just liable to freak the hell out.
I know all the nerds, quote unquote nerds out there. I'm sure you guys know all about.
Oh yeah, all the gaming, man.
All
yeah.
the gamers.
It's
and all.
Gonna hey. Be big.
Yeah. So
but, hey, it's tools that can be used for positivity.
Yeah. So definitely check out his page and his website and show support to him. You know, especially since he's doing it for the kids, man. He's doing it for the youth of America. That's what we need.
That's right.
We want these kids off the streets.
Yeah, give them something to do.
Yeah, exactly. So, shout out to him again. Yes, shout out sir. To my boy.
All right, let's get into, man, this feedback. We got a ton of it.
Woo! Oh, man, now I'm going to really have to give y'all a good 5 minutes for Grandpa. Y'all give me feedback galore. Oh,
yeah. This might be the most feedback we got.
Sending more. So eventually, we just got to have feedback episodes.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's what we want.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Let me see where I'm going to start. Start with Bella the Great. KD still talking?
Yep. Thank you. Here we go. Me and you on the same page, Baylor.
He sent a couple of days ago. Well, week 7 is here, fellas. Yep. That 7-1 matchup is just a pipe dream now. But I can go for a 6-2 duel. Regardless, I can't wait for that AFC West matchup.
Mm.
The KC game was a rough one, but I'm not surprised. Mm. Just like I wasn't surprised about the San Diego and the Broncos outcome.
Mm.
This is what the AFC West is.
Yep.
Very similar to the Pac-12. We could cause damage outside the conference, but wrestle with each other inside the conference.
Yep.
Shout out to the Sparks for bringing another piece of jewelry to the city.
Hey, shout out.
The real CP3 wears purple and gold.
Shout out to Candace Parker.
Got her ring. Got her ring. Don't say nothing.
Shady deal. Hey, I love it, though.
I don't talk much about baseball because it's just not my cup of tea.
Mm.
But when the home team has a chance, I'm riding with them.
Yeah.
They ass got smacked this past Thursday, though. I kind of scratched my head with multiple teams in different sports make it to the big stage.
Mm.
That's just conspiracy, Baylor.
Ooh.
Don't mind him. Well, since I brought it up, I overheard there was a bet you could where if I put money on the Cavs and Indians to win in the same year, you could be looking at some heavy bread and add the Browns to the mix, and we're talking $2 could get you $2 meals.
What?
That's just what I heard. Well, don't have to worry about that triple threat anytime soon. Man. Look.
That is funny.
I have a hard time, and we'll have a hard time in the future, disciplining my daughter. Daughters are generally soft and there's a father's heart.
Mm.
Don't get me wrong. I will not allow my daughter to act a damn fool or public or even behind closed doors.
There you go.
But I'll be damned if I accept letting another man put his hands on my child.
Man.
Josh Brown has no excuse.
Mm.
An apology means nothing when it's multiple cases.
That's right.
Think about it. No, really. Take time and think about how Nicole Simpson parents feel and felt when they got the news.
Mm.
Because that's the next step in domestic violence situations.
Mm.
And for the head coach to support him? Nah.
Fuck
I understood
coach.
Supporting her. Someone drug, sex, drinking habits, but it's not a disease to continue to hit on someone, especially the opposite sex and his wife at that. Put his ass in the cell block and let's see who gets first and where at. Like I said, I have a daughter and she lays her head on me when I raise my voice to tell her to stop or no. I say that to say this. You hit my daughter, you die.
Ooh.
No punchline.
Ooh.
Hey, man, I got on. I feel you.
Hey, and I feel you because I got my niece here and yeah. I'd be damned if a dude put her hands on her.
Mm-hmm.
I will put my hands through you.
Yeah, I am the calmest dude. Most people tell you, I will Hulk the fuck out. I will Hulk out. Hey, I don't play that.
I ain't mad at you, brother.
Speaking of kids, if Matt Barnes' ex is keeping his kids away from him purposely, that's fucked up.
Yeah.
That's the one way you can hurt a man instantly is through his kids.
Mm.
Well, if he's a good father, and history has shown that he is, that's evil and unforgivable in my eyes.
Mm.
Nobody likes KD anymore, and that's his fault. Shout out to you, Baylor.
I sure feel you on that KD. Man, we're going to get into that, though, with our Western Conference previews. But, yeah, shout out, Dave.
We are.
You speaking the truth about Josh Brown, and we're going to get into that punk-ass nigga.
You know he getting
it. Oh, he's getting it.
At the end of the show, he about to get
it. He getting a double what the fuck.
Let's see. We got the homie K Martin.
K Martin, what up, boy?
Let's see what we got.
Oh God, with your Eagles. Fly, Eagles, fly.
What up, brothers? This is your boy K Martin. Just wanted to just chat about a couple things. Wait, hold on. Game over. Cubs just beat the Dodgers.
Woo! Ass.
3-2, and them bats came alive. Hey, take it back to the side, the 3-1-2. Let's see what we can do. Jonathan, it's funny that you brought up on the last show about your feelings about the Cubs because you're a Sox fan.
Yes.
It's all good. It's crazy because like my parents, they're the same way. Like my mom's like she's like a big Cubs fan.
Mm.
And my pops, he's a Sox fan. It's that Chicago thing that
How
they
does
got
that
going
work?
On. And me personally, I'm neutral. When the Sox won in 05, I was happy as hell.
Yeah.
Pull it out. And I'm gonna be the same way if the Cubs pull it out. But they got to go back to Chicago. Game 6, man, Kershaw. No, Kershaw was going to get in one of them games. So we'll see what happens, man. They just need to get one. But other than that, man, overall, it's been a great series.
Yeah.
Another thing I want to talk about, that damn Josh Brown from the damn Ravens. Not from the Ravens, but from the Giants. Man, what the hell? Man, this dude is a fucking sicko, man.
Mm.
Come on, man. Man, did you guys hear the notes on what he said about his about what he was saying about his wife? They were saying like one like they say they described it as he felt like he was like a god
and she was and a slave.
His woman was a slave. She what? He beat the hell out of her. All that stuff, man. That was sick, man. Me personally, I'm just waiting to see what's gonna like. What's the undertone? What's gonna happen after this? I wonder if he's gonna get blackballed like the lead did Ray Rice, because he really something like that, man. And what gets me is that Ray Rice, he's been a stand up individual about his situation. His wife came to his defense defense, and this dude cannot get a tryout. He went through all the protocol. He went through anger management and everything. He cannot get a fucking tryout. I mean, it just fucks with me, man. Because it's like, man, come on. I mean, here's a guy that's being stand up about it. He's doing everything that needs to be done, but yet he's been blackballed. Now I'm wanting to see like, all right, what's gonna happen with this kicker? I mean, I already see he got a 1-game suspension, but. Are they gonna like spin him for the remainder of the season? What is the league gonna do? I saw that they just signed Robbie Gould. I remember Jonathan, we were talking about on Twitter. Homeboy's not even making the trip to London. Mm-hmm. So that's a step in the right direction. I know if Tom Coughlin was there, yeah, he probably would have been cut or something. It would have never gotten this long. The Giants really dropped the ball on this one.
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers. It's funny. Me and Ian, we was on Twitter talking about it, and I know Jonathan, Chris, I know you guys chimed up, had you guys' opinions on it as well. But it's funny how he came alive. I don't know what it is. Like I said earlier, is it the running back situation? With Lacey being inconsistent and out the last couple of years, is it the play calling? Is it the fact that the wide receivers aren't getting open? Is the O-line, they're breaking down in protection? I don't know, man. I mean, I want to say it's a combination of all, but it could be, it could be the fact that their offense is getting kind of stale and teams are starting to know what they're going to do. So, I mean, you see a lot of people playing Jordy, doubling Jordy and stuff like that. And the other guys, they're just not stepping up. So, but like I said, I mean, he came alive, got me some points in the Happy Hour League, so I'm happy about that. Yeah. Oh, by the way, speaking of the Happy Hour League, fuck Geno Smith. That last interception, man, it cost me the game. So, man, Geno, big fuck you to you, you damn bum. But also, man, I got a situation in my fantasy league right now. All of my, like a lot of my good players right now are either on a bye or hurt. Mm. I see Shady is either questionable, he's on the borderline of being questionable or out. Carlos Hyde is looking like he's out. I got Olsen on a bye, Jonathan Stewart on a bye.
Dang!
And those are like my top dogs, like one of my top dogs. And I have no room to get anybody else. I mean, I had to drop Steve Smith to put Mike Gillisley on there, so I'm fucked. I need at least Eifert to come back. But
he ain't do nothing.
Anyway, you guys, just wanted to just say what's up. It's your boy Kmart. Peace out.
Appreciate that, Kmart.
Shout out to you, man.
Yeah, on days like that where like everybody's out or they hurt, you just gotta ride it. Like I had Dan Bailey for the Cowboys out on a bye in my league. I just didn't pick up a kicker. I was just like, fuck it. Like I don't have anybody to drop right now to get anybody. And it's just like that sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Where you're just like, I can't afford to really drop anybody, so you just gotta kinda ride it out and hope that the others can pull in some more points to make up for that loss. But I mean, with you losing four dudes, you just gotta, you might have to just chop it up as an L for one day. Just say F it. But yeah, we'll get into Josh Brown. I know that is the hot topic. We gonna get into that little punk ass.
Yeah, I'm glad, Aaron Rodgers, he at least righted his ship. I know, Devontae Adams had a huge.
Devontae and Ty Montgomery, dude.
Yeah.
Ty Montgomery, who's basically playing wide receiver and running back right now. You're like, what the heck?
Terrible.
So, I mean, one thing I've noticed, I hate to pump my team up like this, but when the Broncos destroyed Aaron Rodgers last year, that in a sense gave teams the blueprint on what to do with Aaron Rodgers. You play tight coverage against their receivers, make him hold the ball.
Yeah.
That's it. You make him hold the ball. You force him to hold on to the ball too long, and you see he's been doing that lately. He's just holding on to the ball. He's waiting, he's waiting, he's waiting, and then he can't do nothing.
Yeah, especially, you know, you got to have it in.
You got to have good corners.
Yeah, and you got to have you got to get pressure. But yeah, I mean, if you let him just stand there, I mean, eventually.
I mean, he's going to pick you apart.
Right.
But yeah, you got to get pressure on him, but play those receivers tight. Do not let them get separation. And so far, Jordy Nelson hasn't looked like Jordy Nelson.
Yeah.
He really has not. And I don't know if that's the injury, he's still working his way back, or if it's just dudes are just playing tighter coverage on him. I don't know. But whatever it is, they got to fix it. I mean, granted, they won, but they looked terrible against the Bears. That ain't going to cut it, especially with the Vikings, the way their defense is playing this season. So they got they gonna get it together.
Yeah. All right, moving on. This one's from the homie Storm.
What up, Stizorm? How long has it been? My God.
Dressing like a pirate hat pimp for Halloween. What up, fellas? Long with no email, but I have been listening. It's all good. A little behind, but trying to play catch up.
For sure.
This time of year, it's all about coaching the kids, but I had to stop in and show the fam some love. Cam has taken way too many hits since opening day, and at times looks rattled. Back to walking out of post-game conferences and whatnot, yeah.
Yep.
Safe to say his O-line will not be getting Rolexes for Christmas.
Ooh-wee.
Never can really count out AP even at his age, because next thing you know, he'll have replacement body parts like RoboCop and be in the midst of a 2,000-yard season. But the decision has to be made to either keep him or unload him or unload his coin so the franchise can move forward. Yeah,
I think there's going to be the latter. Yeah,
glad I don't have to make that decision.
Yep.
Sad to see KG go. Definitely the last of a dying breed.
Man, what?
Always loved his energy and his I don't give a fuck attitude. He always played balls to the wall and came for blood every night.
Yes, he did.
Can't do anything but respect it.
Man, what?
Haven't gotten to watch my Ravens play, so can't even talk trash. Can't really.
There ain't nothing you can say. Yeah. And they lost again today. Damn.
Keep up the good work, fellas. With the NBA upon us, let the trash talking commence. Yes.
Yes, sir.
JL, you know, good and well, Anthony Bennett had a 7-Eleven flip phone with prepaid minutes and didn't get your call. Stop fronting.
Shout out to you, Storm, the hardest working coach in high school right now. I would hate to be one of your players.
Especially when you mess up.
God damn, like I'd be. Jeez. Yes, Storm. Bye. Hashtag bye. Yeah. Hashtag get out.
Yeah. And then we got another one from Baylor. He got a voicemail. Louisville stripper state of mind.
Oh, God. Go ahead and take your shots at Louisville. Go ahead, sir.
No, look, hold on, brothers. Hey, I'm about to tell LJ that I admire some of his pro teams in Kentucky, in Louisville. Yeah, they got some teams. They don't have no teams out there. Bullshit, I got a list right here. Hell yeah, they got professional teams in Kentucky. What, you thought they was just college football and college basketball, barely? No, man, look. Let me tell you something, LJ. Me and you are both Raiders fans. And I know Jonathan is a Broncos fan. But look, I respect his fanship for his team, bro. You know what I'm saying? And I understand that there's a rivalry. But it's just certain fans that I don't go at them all the way if they don't come at me all the way. And I understand.
That's what it is.
That he may giggle a little too much when it comes to our defense. He can't wait to say something. But I'm not the one to slander. And you can't expect him not to slander back. When you on Twitter and every single mistake that they make that you hop on ahead. Look, the Broncos exactly. Is a great organization. Besides the past beef that we've had, like, with the, you know, Mike Shanahan and Al Davis and this, that, and the third, it's whatever, bro. But I keep it at a rivalry, and I respect his fanship. I don't like his deep. I do not like his goddamn deep. No, get off me. I need to tell him this. I do not like his DBs at all.
Hey, that's
but
fine.
You know what? I respect his organization.
Thank you.
I don't give a damn about San Diego. I think San Diego as a city could just have an earthquake, nobody dies, then, you know, just break apart and just float somewhere. It's impossible to do that, but I wouldn't say impossible, but if it happened, it happened. Kansas City, I've never met a Kansas City fan in real life. Them niggas have always been on TV or something, or just in their stands or something like that. But other than that, man, look, I understand your frustration and things like that because I don't know what you're so frustrated about. But I will say this, man. I respect, if you give respect to my professional teams, because we do have a lot of jury on here, including UCLA, we add to that jury box. Matter of fact, shout out to the Sparks. That's also a California team. They just got another championship. But I'm looking at y'all professional teams, and I'm like, wow, I didn't know y'all had this many professional teams. Y'all got the Kentucky Drillers, Louisville Panthers, the Kentucky Thorough Black. What is it? Thorough Blands? Okay, that's Thorough Blands. Okay. East Kentucky Miners. My favorite one is the Bowling Green Hot Rods. Oh, and the list goes on. You got the Louisville Bats. You got Florence Freedom. You know, they still haven't got over slavery. Dirty City Dynamite. Oh, man. Kentucky Extreme. Wouldn't you look at that logo? Lexington Legends. And then, you know, like, this is my favorite professional team that's in Kentucky right now, and it's Northern Kentucky Nightmare. They don't have a mascot, but I would love to see what that mascot is. Other than that, LJ, y'all got to pay for some better strippers, though. At least do that. At least if y'all going to treat these boys, don't stop on Figueroa and pick up, you know, $7.99 strippers or whatever. I seen the pictures, you know. I seen the pictures, but all God's children are beautiful. God bless y'all. Oh, and Teddy D. Never mind Teddy D. No, Teddy D. I gotta say this. We play y'all in another week. So one of your team, your other team. You're two team Teddy D. Two teams, Teddy D. Boy, I tell you, two teams.
Shout out to you, man. Bailey.
I'm going to look them teams. I'm like,
who in the what? I'm sure LJ and Teddy and y'all out there in Kentucky know who he's talking about. I know who Bowling Green is. I don't know who are the other people. Like, you know, Eastern Kentucky and all that, Western Kentucky. I don't know some of these other ones. The Lexington Legends and Nightmares. I don't know who the hell them is.
Right.
But yeah, Teddy D, unfortunately, I might have to load up the Raiders against your sorry ass Bucks because I need wins. I'm sorry. I need wins in my fantasy league. Sorry.
Yeah.
Hey, shout out to you, Bailey. That's right. That's respect right there. Mm-hmm. I don't go too hard in on your team. LJ, I know he takes shots every chance he gets, and that's fine. I'm going to go hard at LJ. Don't let us win tomorrow, LJ. Don't let us win tomorrow.
Yeah, wait till that matchup.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and we got K. Martin sent one in about an hour ago.
All right.
Let's see what he got to say about this week 7.
What up, fellas? This is your boy, K. Martin. Just wanted to talk about a couple things with you guys real quick. Don't mean to jump back on this Zeke Elliott and Michael Irvin thing, but, hey, I will say this, though. The homie did say that he'll go to the bathroom, unlike a certain former University of Miami player, former Brown and Jet Killer Winslow. If you guys don't remember, he got caught up in the Target parking lot doing that thing. So I don't know what's up with these University of Miami players, man. Dudes are some straight up weirdos. My Philadelphia Eagles, nice little bounce back win. I'll definitely take it. Carson Wentz definitely has to do better. Threw yes, a couple picks in the first half, which was forced. And also seeing the slander that was going on between us on Twitter. You guys do have to remember, that was the number one rated defense in the league this year.
Yes, it was.
So, I mean,
they make everybody look bad.
So but he did come back pretty strong in the second half. Made a couple passes, made a couple throws, threw a TD pass to Dorian Green Beckham to pretty much put the game away in the third quarter. So, I'll take the W. Defense and special teams kind of saved the day also. Tonight starts Dallas week, Thursday on Sunday night. So a big fuck you to you guys and your fans. Let's get it on. Another fuck you goes to the Washington Redskins. Big B. Oh, that shit talking you was doing last week on your show.
Oh man, all doing all that shit talking, but came back and took that L versus the Lions. Don't worry, big boy. I got a piece of humble pie with your name on it, man. Enjoy. Oh, don't worry, I will be on the In Deep show, talking. So get ready. All right. The Atlanta Falcons. I told you guys they do this thing every year. They get off to a good start and they end up fizzling down. So hey, you guys shouldn't be surprised at what you're seeing. But anyway, on to other important concerns. Something that's really deep on my heart and has really irritated the hell out of me is my fantasy football team. My God, especially my team that I'm undefeated with. My God, man, I took a damn major. I'm taking a major L this week. Pretty much due to injuries. Shady McCoy pretty much did next to nothing today. Carlos Hyde's out. And a couple players I got from the Panthers, Jonathan Stewart and Greg Olsen, both being on bye week. So pretty much I'm about to take a nasty take L this L. week. But oh well.
It's all good.
But hey, my only saving grace is that I'm winning in the happy hour league over BTG, which really isn't nothing to really brag about. So whatever. So hey, it is what it is. Big shout out to the 312, the Chicago Cubs, man, going to the World Series. Yeah. My gosh, man. It's crazy. It's crazy to really see the Chicago Cubs are actually going to the World Series.
I'm saying.
Jonathan, I mean, I know your feelings on about the Cubs, but hey, it is what it is. One of the coolest moments was I stopped by to watch the game with my mom last night. Like I said on the last recording, she's a big Cubs fan. And after the final out was took place, only thing she said was, wow, I can't believe it. I can't believe it. Man, the Cubs are going to the World Series. And she was saying, man, I really wish my mom was alive so she could see this. Because she was a big Cubs fan, too. Nice. So, hey.
She watching this.
Shout out to the, like I said, once again, shout out to the 312 that's still home. Hey, let's do it. I mean, not to shit on the Indians, because like in any other year, I would probably be rooting for the Indians, but hey,
no,
whatever. But, lastly, a shout out to my sister. Today was her last day for working with the Kansas City Chiefs. She got a big time gig, nice spot working with the Denver Nuggets.
Nice.
So as we speak right now, my mom and myself, we actually sent my dad out there because last week was his birthday.
Nice.
And his present was that we sent him out there to help my sister move. And also he has a gift waiting for him in Denver, a ticket to the Broncos game.
Yeah!
Big Broncos fan, so hope you enjoy it, Pops. Enjoy your birthday. And Brothers Layman, I'll catch up with you guys later. Peace out.
Appreciate that, Kevin. Right, hey, shout out to your sister. She about to be covering the Nuggets and possibly the Broncos a little bit. That's what? She part of the clan now, baby. Let's go. Let's go, son. That's what I'm talking about.
And you said dad was a Broncos fan, if I heard that correctly.
Well, he got a ticket to the game, so yeah. That's all good.
Oh, yeah, man.
That's all good.
Oh, yo, you know what? I got to get your sister one of these.
Noise!
There you go, man.
That's what's up, man. And shout out to your moms, you know, for her being a lifelong Cubs fan and all that. I ain't going even front. Personally, I don't care who wins. What? I take that back. I don't want Major League to win. I don't need Willie Mays Hayes and all them winning. I don't need that. So, low-key, I'm pulling for the Cubs just because it's been over a century since they won. And Cleveland's in my division, so I damn sure don't want them winning the title. So, Cubs it is, you know. I'm with your mom right now. Cubs it is. Got to go with it.
Yeah, man. It's oof. Yeah, I'm a little salty, but hey, man, both of them squads is just like, I can't believe it.
I can't believe it.
I was here, like, seeing a black president. What? They made the World Series?
I know I know the Cleveland fans are like, we almost winning 2 rings. And we almost there.
I'm like, we about to have like
another parade.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh shoot.
We like, God is listening.
I'm sorry. We've
been long suffering. He trying to hook us up.
And like, the movie channels, y'all got to play Major League now.
Mm-hmm.
To show the Intimidator and the Exterminator.
Every what's some other movies they've been? Because then they have the movie with the kid who was thrown with the Cubs.
Oh, Rookie of the Year. You got to show that one too with the kid from the Cubs.
Got to pull all that.
I'm just saying. What is it? Roland Gardner. Love that movie. I'm just saying. So, I mean, you got to pull out all the stops. But, now, shout out to you, man, and shout out to your damn Eagles. I will say, they pulled it out against the best defense in the league. They so. Did.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that in a second.
Yes, we are. All
right, we got so voicemails keep going. This
right.
one just came in not too long ago.
Uh-oh.
I think this is, let's see. It's from the Ville.
Uh-oh. Is it from Two Team Teddy?
Let's see who it is. I'm not sure. Let's see. Oh, and Isley in the building, in case you didn't
know. Shout out.
Yo, this is LJ the Fiasco calling from Louisville, Kentucky. Just listen to the Brothers Lima show. Last Sunday, I was on my meds, which caused me to say a couple things I don't really mean. kind of left a voicemail before the Chiefs game, and it didn't really work out for me. I didn't really think the Chiefs had a chance. They didn't have Priest Holmes. They didn't have Joe Montana in his later years, but they somehow managed to put 26 on us in our crib and limit us to 10. So I just want to apologize to everybody out there that I hyped up with my rant last week, even though it sounded great on the playback. Sorry to play with the great. I let you down, fam. I should have shut my mouth because this Raiders team apparently is still a work in progress.
Mm.
So I just want to say sorry. And, shit.
Right, hold on. He got a part two to the voicemail.
Oh, man. Hey, I appreciate that. It takes a real man to apologize. Hey, you a real man, brother. Appreciate that.
All right, let's get into the part two of this voicemail.
Oh, God. This is probably after the Jaguars game. Here we go.
Oh, yeah. Now, that's frustrating, man. He was talking mad trash. And I was like, oh, you watching this game like
shit. My fault, y'all. I had to hang up. I got a little frustrated with everything. But, yeah, I mean, I just don't see how we let Alex Smith do us in. Alex Smith from Utah, who ain't did shit since he left Utah. Like, the Chiefs haven't been shit since they had Priest Holmes, bro, and Larry Johnson. Where the hell is Larry Johnson at these days anyway?
Mm.
Like, you don't see this dude, like, selling newspapers. And he's like, well, the money has got to run out by now, but that's neither here nor there. Either way it goes, man, we'll be back on track. We got a couple of nice teams to play that we're playing against. Hopefully we can get some wins out there, and hopefully we'll be ready by the time the Broncos roll into town. I'm still not too concerned with anything. It's just been a lot going on here in Louisville. We had a tough game against Duke last week. The damn notice of allegations came through this week, man. We up here paying for pussy and shit, man. The staff is getting ass in their face. The NCAA is pissed off about it, man. It's just all. It's just been a rough week. But next time I'll wait to leave my message on like Monday morning because that shit just backfired in my face and I'm really pissed off about it. So now I got to hear the damn playback, hearing Jonathan gloat and just be all happy and everything, being happy clappy on there in the West damn cup and shit. I done beat my dog 3 times today since listening to the damn message. He's getting the brunt of this. He don't deserve this shit. I should be a bad. He don't deserve this. So, look, man, y'all continue to do what y'all do. I'm going to wait till the Oakland Raiders game is over on Sunday before I say anything else, because that just really pissed me off. I put all my faith in them, and that's what happened. Baylor, your Bruins still suck.
Hey, shout out, LJ.
It's all gravy, man.
It's all good, dude. Hey, like I told you, bro, like I said, as pissed off as you were, that's how pissed off I was about losing to them damn Chargers. So, like I said, anything you could have said, it wasn't going to piss me off any more than I already was. I was heated. But I've learned my lesson. I try not to talk any smack until the game over. Because unless it's like a bona fide guaranteed victory.
Yeah, I mean, unless you're seeing something just
unless you're playing the Browns or the Niners or something. You're right. Like, that's a win. But other than that, I ain't touching it.
Yeah, in division games, you don't know. And, you know, somehow with Alex Smith, Chiefs be close. Chiefs keep it competitive. Yeah. You know, sometimes I wonder, but hey, they got a defense. They got Spencer Ware out the handling thing. Can't say much about Jamal Charles. Yeah, I'm gonna save some of this feedback when we get into this basketball and stuff. But yeah, we're gonna jump into some of these games from Week 7.
Since we're talking about the Chiefs,
man,
beat the freaking Saints today. What?
Yeah, I was pissed with that.
What?
Sick. I mean, the Saints ain't got no defense whatsoever.
Ain't had one in years. I don't understand. Like, I'm sitting here like, hold on. You know your defense is sorry, right? How do you not put value into trying to get better defenders? Look, shout out to your boy Sheldon Rankins. He ain't played yet, but I'm like, you ain't upgrade your defense at backfield. You ain't upgrade your linebackers. You ain't upgrade your deal. Like, what? What?
Right. Like, look, you got some young talent on the wide receiver spot, which is great.
Let's draft Michael Thomas. Draft some defense. What right. The heck, man?
I think Michael Thomas, he went off today.
Doesn't like matter. And it didn't matter. Nope. And it didn't matter. And he was the one who didn't go out of bounds.
Oh.
At the very last play. Knee hit the ground before he went out.
No, he
wasn't. I'm just saying.
One of them.
I'm just saying. So I'm like, dude, you got to spend resources in fixing your defense. Yes, we know Drew Brees has a high-powered offense. I mean, it's high-powered and can lead an offense. He don't need top-tier talent to necessarily have a good offense.
No, he spreads it around.
That's what I'm saying. So clearly you need to invest in that defense, and you didn't do it. Again, we ain't seen Sheldon Rankins play, but he's only one man. He can't do everything. He can't guard the receivers. He ain't going into coverage. So, I mean, they got to do something. But shout out to that Kansas City defense. That defense was swarming today.
Mm-hmm.
Swarming.
Yeah, I'm looking at the thing. I was like, oh, for fantasy purposes, you know, New Orleans hooked you up.
Yeah. Damn, that's because they were playing from behind. Yeah,
Willie Snead, 987. Thank you.
I had Brandon Cooks. Thank you.
Yeah, I did. 758. Mark Ingram gave you 62 yards rushing and a receiving touchdown.
Yep.
I mean, Spencer Ware. How many? Jamal Charles had a carry for a donut.
Yeah, he's talking about he's sore now. I'm like, at this point, stop making excuses. Man. Spencer Ware is the number one guy. You started Jamal Charles, I'm sorry.
You mad as fuck.
You pissed off.
Spencer Ware, 17 carries, 77 yards, and then had two receptions, 54 yards, and a touchdown. Yes, I started him. I take it.
He's the number one guy now. Don't even, honestly, you might as well just not even start Jamal Charles anymore. Stop bringing him off the bench. Just give Spencer Ware all the touches, because he's murdering. He's murdering. Golly, where the heck did he come from?
Yeah, they draft him. Yeah, it's time to put Jamal Charles
on the back burner.
Back on your bench.
Yep.
Oh, no, that was frustrating.
Son of a bitch! Like, one carry for like nothing.
Oh, my God. Come on, word?
Yeah, I got a donut today from Allen Robinson. Punk ass.
Oh, yeah, saw that.
From the sorriest team in the league. Yeah, I'm saying it. Sorrier than the Browns.
Oh, wow, okay.
Sorrier than the Niners. They at least have excuses. We don't have talent. Jaguars, what's your excuse?
Hey, man, look, Oakland pulled up another win. Good for y'all.
Hey, shout out to Oakland. They handled the business. They did what they were supposed to do. But the Jaguars were so disappointed. Blake Bortles, man. Like they say, you got to wait 3 years to find out, you know, how good dudes are. Blake Bortles has proven and shown he was not worth that top three pick. Kick rocks. You are not the future quarterback of the Jags because you're whack. Clearly, the reason he was putting up numbers last year is because they were down so fucking much and he had to throw the ball. That's it.
Yeah.
That's it. Now, when you're trying to be competitive, you can't complete 50% of your passes. You can't crack 200 yards against, no offense, Baylor, one of the worst defensive backfields in the league right now.
Well, I will say he had today, Blake Bortles, 23 of 43. 246 yards, touchdown.
That was all garbage time like last year. All the garbage time like last year. Throwing it in a triple coverage. Well, you ain't learned yet? Jesus. It is true. Derek Carr should have easily been the first quarterback picked in that damn draft. I cannot believe it. Teddy Bridge. I love Teddy Bridge. But Teddy Bridge, Johnny Drunk, and Blake Bortles went ahead of Derek Carr. What? I don't understand how you guys look
at when was Derek Carr picked?
Second round.
Man.
I don't know how y'all evaluate these players, but y'all need to fire some of these evaluators because I don't get it. I don't get it.
Spending all that money on defense.
Good Lord. It ain't do nothing. Where Malik Jackson at?
Let's see.
Did he even show up on the stat sheet?
Malik Jackson had, what is this?
A tackle.
A quarterback hit.
I'm looking at this. $94 million on that.
Total tackle, zero. Solo, zero. Sacks, zero.
Yeah, exactly. We miss him so much, don't we? Good Lord. Drafted Patrick Ramsey. Yeah. Drafted Miles Jack. Got Paul Posluszny. Got all these dudes and paid Prince Akamikamura. All that stuff. Nothing. Ain't do squat. And you're still the damn Jaguars. As I told Storm earlier, the Jaguars are the Milwaukee Bucks of the NFL. You were like, they on the cusp of doing big things. Then you're like, oh, yeah, it's the Jaguars. That's right. We remember who you are.
Damn.
Just, sorry, asses.
When you think of garbage, think of Akeem.
Period. Period. And I'm not taking anything away from the Raiders. The Raiders did their thing. Michael Crabtree, again, is rejuvenated in Oakland, in the Bay Area. He just had to switch teams real quick. That's
96
all.
And a touchdown.
God damn it.
Hey, Latavius Murray came back, had a nice little 18 for 59, two touchdowns. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, yeah.
Raiders 5-2.
Right now, right at this moment in time, yes, y'all are leading the division. Right now.
They ain't finished the week
right
yet.
Right now, exactly. But we ain't done. We got tomorrow night when Brock Osweiler comes on back to Denver.
Yeah, you got to end that streak.
Yes, sir.
Start a new one.
Mm-hmm.
Man, since we've been talking about the AFC West, let's talk about the folks been crabbing on the Chargers.
I gave them so much love after the game today. I was like, dude, resilient.
They don't
was
quit.
The word. Yeah, they don't quit. Phillip Rivers, man, you can give him garbage, and he will make gold out of it. I'm like, Tyrell Williams? Who?
Tyrell Williams on 10 targets, 7 receptions, 140 yards.
And who's the other dude? Dontre Edelman or Don?
Dontre Edelman, 3 for 58.
Who is this?
Hey, man. Hey, got to give love.
Antonio.
Melvin Gordon was boo-boo last year. Boo-boo.
No TDs.
Yeah, no TDs. Fumbling all the time. This time, 22 carries, 68 yards, 2 more touchdowns.
And I think he had a receiving touchdown.
I believe so. Yep. 6 for 53 and a touchdown.
I want to say he's leading the league in touchdowns now. How ironic is that? But, yeah, shout out to even Antonio Gates made a sighting.
Mm-hmm.
Had a big play in overtime to get him in the field goal range.
Yeah, he had 10 targets, of course. Now I'm like, all right, you know what? Let me stick with Hunter Henry. 3 targets, 1 for 16. Thanks.
Yeah, I put in my claim for Antonio Gates. I'm like, let me just get him off the waiver wire.
Pick him back up. I had to make room. On the other side, I mean, Lord. Atlanta, Matt Ryan, I saw that interception. Like, what? Okay. I'm looking at it like, yeah, he about to take that.
I traded for you for this.
22 of 34, 273, touchdown, interception.
I'm going to say it again, though. Julio Jones, I get Antonio Brown. I get ODB. It's the size element that separates Julio Jones from everybody else. He's 6'3", 220. Just throw the ball in the air.
There was one catch where it was in overtime in that fourth quarter.
It was a fourth quarter drive.
And he threw it up. And he was like triple coverage.
And he outlet everybody.
You're like, they're like, you can't let him do that. You're like, dude, he went up, like timed it. Because he just went up and was like, yeah, and caught it perfectly, brought it in, hands.
And it was like 1 second left on the clock.
Yeah.
Come on.
And he just put it right down. All right, let's give no celebrating, no first down. He just like put it down. Let's go.
And that's why I love him, because he's like business as usual. I just do what I do.
On 15 targets. Lord, 15 targets, 9 receptions, 174 yards, business as usual.
He's the best. To me, he's the best receiver in football, and he has proved it this season.
Yeah, I know Tevin Coleman got banged up, I heard.
Which means Devontae Freeman owners, lock him up. Lock him in for next week.
Tevin Coleman, 8 for 61, a touchdown. I was like, I'm starting. Him, he playing San Diego? You starting. Get that. Oh man.
But shout out to San Diego. They pulled it out. Man, if Matt Bryant hadn't missed that field goal right before overtime, I fell for him too.
He had the length.
He had the distance, and it curved like a little bit. And you were like, ah. I was rooting for my second hometown. But Kmart, you might be right. They look like they might be fizzling a little bit. Oh no.
Yeah, 4-3 right now.
Ooh, I don't know. I don't know.
Mean, look, and then you like, come on. Carolina struggling. New Orleans can't stop nobody.
Don't give these dudes an opening.
And yeah, Tampa Bay is Tampa Bay. Exactly. Come on. moving on. Yeah, man. Hey, shout out to you with them Eagles. I was surprised. First, I was like, okay, is this going to be a 13-8 turnovers lose? They're like, you was 5 turnovers in the first quarter. I'm like,
it was like back-to-back-to-back turnover. You're like, what is going on here?
I don't know what the hell.
I don't know what was going on. Sam like, Bradford looked just bad today.
Nobody want to win this game.
Nah.
Yeah, he, I mean, this.
This is the Sam Bradford we don't want to see.
They keep saying the line banged up.
Yep.
You're not stopping anybody. Sam Bradford, 21-41, 224. Sacked 6 times, threw an interception. You know, not getting any help from the running game, only 93 yards total.
Jerry McKinnon got hurt.
Yeah, I hadn't picked him up.
So, Matt Asiata, pick him up.
Yeah, Matt Asiata, 12-55. Jesus. Yeah, I mean, if you're not getting any help from your offense, defense can only do so much.
Yeah. Broncos, prime example.
Mm-hmm. They made it through, but I was like, you can't win like that consistently. You can win.
You can win occasionally out. Like right. that. Yeah, absolutely. But your defense right. can't always do it. I mean, they held them to what, 18?
They gave them, what, it was 21?
What, 21 points?
10, yeah.
I mean, Carson and Wentz, some of that was special teams. Yeah,
Carson Wentz, 2 interceptions. Hey, man, special teams on both teams was getting it in.
Yeah, it was.
I was like,
this
wow.
is the second game in a row. Philly special teams been looking good.
Yeah, they've been stepping up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The rookie looking like a rookie.
He looked like a rookie.
16-28, 138, touchdown, 2 interceptions. Not sacked, so that's straight. Ryan Matthews, I wasn't touching him. Not bad, 14 carries, 56.
As I told them,
27-yard reception.
Can you get Jordan Matthews the ball, please? He had like 2 catches for 5 yards.
Yeah, 4 targets, 3-10.
Can you get him the ball, please? Jesus.
I know it's frustrating. I think, who else was talking about who didn't get ball? I think, homie from Kansas City, Travis Kelce, once again had like nothing.
Him and Jeremy Maclin. I'm like, how are you not targeting these dudes?
This is why we're talking about Alex. This is why LJ like, Alex Smith, come on.
Ain't done nothing since Utah. Exactly.
Nope. I guess the old Miami Dolphins popping champagne. Last undefeated team gone.
Jay Ajayi.
Man, this dude, he getting the Norse Award coming. But I got to pull his stuff. He went completely bonkers. And I had him, and I was like, they're playing the Broncos. The Bills. Who defense been hot? I don't know. Let me see if he can do it again. You know, Arian Foster's healthy. Arian Foster, 3 carries, 5 yards. On the other hand, Jay Ajayi, 28 carries, 214 yards and a touchdown.
Jesus
wow.
Christ.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm like, shoot, should I trade for him? Should I try to trade for him?
I'm glad I picked his butt up. I'm like,
because I'm
you
like,
have earned yourself a starting spot, hey, buddy.
If you got him and you don't necessarily need a running back, you can trade for gold right now.
Yeah, you can.
Trade him while his value is hot.
Yeah, you can.
Shoot.
Because you don't know what Miami.
You don't.
But I mean, we know who getting the rock now.
For sure.
Like, Arian Foster healthy. Yeah.
Sit down.
Sit over there.
Go somewhere. Go stay over there. Go stay on the couch.
See, yeah, Kenny Stills, 5-4, 100 and a touchdown out of nowhere. So somebody who in them 14 team leagues was like, give me that.
But yeah, Jay Ajayi now is like, that's that dude, man. That is that guy. Now, good. Take the ball out of Ryan Tannehill's hands and just feed your running back.
Man, who else? What other running back had a big game? Oh, Matt Forte.
I got him in one of my ESPN leagues. Jeez.
30 carries, 30 damn carries, 100 yards and a touchdown. and added 54 yards reception and a touchdown.
Well, when you got Ryan Fitzboo-boo and Geno nothing.
Man, first it was like they, you know, I saw that where the coach was like, I'm backing them. Then it was like, you Geno know what, Smith I'm not sure. Start.
It's like, what? Did you just say on Monday? This is why you don't say anything right then and there. Mm-hmm. Just shush. We'll evaluate and we'll see.
And then what did he come out and say? I think Ryan Fresh came out and was like, oh, the GM, this is why he didn't have no confidence in me.
It was like, GM don't have, when a GM don't got confidence in you, when the owner don't got confidence in you, when the coaches don't have confidence in you, you just got to believe in yourself. I was like, oh. Yeah. And, of course, Geno got hurt, right?
Geno got hurt. And Ryan Fresh come in, 9-14, 120 in touchdown, lead him to the win. You got your starting job. Dude, you playing like boo-boo.
Yeah. It was, you were playing like doo-doo, so I mean, you can't sit here and try to talk smack and be like, well, they ain't really believing me. You gave him a reason not to.
Mm-hmm. No, he was holding. I was like, he was holding out for big money. Yep. Like, fine, let's hear some. We'll throw you some cash. And even stinging it up.
Hopefully this turns your season around.
Yeah. Oh, you're 2-5. Wow, dang, you did a whole lot.
And with the way New England's playing, the way Buffalo's playing, dude, you ain't making the playoffs, so it don't even matter.
Nah, man. God, the Ravens struggling. They are blowing it.
Sorry, Storm.
They are blowing an opportunity now. Joe Flacco, 25-44, 248.
He's looked terrible the last few games, man.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, I don't get it. Sometimes he's hitting. He's hit or miss sometimes.
Mike Wallace was hitting, though.
13-10 for 120. Take it.
And, of course, I picked Terrence West in one of my DraftKings league, and he didn't do shit today. I'm like,
eight carries, 10 yards.
Oh, thanks. Like, too little, too late.
But yeah, them Patriots, dude.
Dude, everybody. I had a Garrett Blunt on my bench.
Ooh.
Shoot. I was like, oh, I didn't need that. And, of course, Boumaier is like, shouldn't talk shit. Like, damn it.
Yeah, I was... Wow, I guess you had some better options, apparently.
Well, I got Todd Gurley, and I had my flex, I played Meredith from the Bears, and then Brian Hoyer got hurt, and it was like, thanks. Yeah, thank you.
He didn't do jack.
God, gee, I need CJ Anderson to go dumb to get me back in.
Yeah, they need Ben back. I mean, Antonio Brown, solid, 7 for 106. Le'Veon Bell, 21 carries, 81 yards, and 10 receptions, 68. But give it to me.
But you can tell their offense just ain't the same. It's not the same. It's not as explosive without Ben in there.
Nope.
Landry Jones played better than I expected and anticipated he would, but it ain't the same. Yeah, it's just it just doesn't look the same.
Yeah, and I heard some money on Twitter was like, man, I missed when the Steelers had like a dominant defense.
Man, what? When Troy Polamalu and Ike Taylor and Ryan Clark and them and boys. They
were rushing.
Lawrence Timmons and all them.
They was getting the quarterback all day.
Yeah, young James Harrison.
Tom Brady. 19 of 26, 222 yards, 2 touchdowns, no interceptions, wasn't sacked.
Of course not. And then Gronk just killed y'all.
They don't know, 4 targets. 4 for 93 and a touchdown. Julian Edelman sighting. 10 targets, 9 for 60.
Now, that's the Julian Edelman we remember that gets peppered with targets.
Yeah, LeGarrette Blount was gashing him. 24 carries, 127, 2 touchdowns.
Even James White. I had James White on the bench. I'm sitting here like, dude. Yep. I think I might play both of them next week. I'm like, dang.
So, you know what, the way this game and everything is, I already seen it. So, you know what's coming.
If you want to crown them, then crown their ass.
Oh, sorry. It's done deal.
You know what's coming.
It's done deal.
They can't do nothing wrong.
Nope.
What else is on here? I see the Seahawks Cardinals. It's a tight game over there. Bear fact. Ooh, that was ugly. I saw that the Lions handle business against the Redskins. Yo, I listened to some of that, K. Martin. I listened to some of Big B's show.
I did.
His solo when he was kind of talking. Hey, now, he did kind of say when – they beat y'all that you was nowhere to be found. So, you know, if that was the case,
you can't
be like, oh, now you want to talk shit because they lost. I'm like, well, when they beat y'all straight up, you MIA, you know, like,
I'm like, hey, I text my lumps. If you beat me, I'm here. You can find me. I'll take it.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be pissed off, but I'll take it.
They know what's coming. Like, y'all played each other twice.
Knew what's coming. Especially, I... M.
You know I was looking for you.
but you know Big B gonna talk some trash.
Absolutely.
He love his Redskins.
Absolutely.
Hey man, Detroit still be every now and then be pulling some stuff out. They hanging around.
Do you know I heard Matt Stafford and MVP in the same sentence?
I read that.
I said, what?
Is he like what, a top 10 candidate? I don't know if he's top 5.
I'm like, look, I get Detroit's playing well. I get 4-3. They don't have Megatron right now, but MVP talk. Let's pump the brakes a little bit.
Right. Now if they push them, you know, if they in the mix for trying to if they're gonna win the division,
mm-hmm.
okay.
I'll consider it.
Right, but
depending on his numbers.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I heard about he need to get this. Because I didn't play him, but
Matty Jones?
Where is it?
Don't drop that shit.
Like, dude.
Two fumbles. And our one, like, in by the end zone. Like,
he was reaching for extra yardage, and it was like, doop.
Oh.
And then the funny thing is, it rolled in the end zone, and one of his blockers, it just rolled right by him.
Oh.
And you're like, dude, get the ball. And then Detroit hop right on it. And you were like, dude. And then another one was like a handoff with freaking Kirk Cousins, and it was like, fumble. Oh, my God.
Struggling like a mud.
Oh, man. That's funny. Yeah, it was funny last week seeing all that. The Redskins talking about, you know who the champs of the NFC East is. Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. You got to win more than one in a row.
Yeah, I'm like, it's early, okay? The saying's hoopla. Hey, it's early.
Oh, that's
funny. Ain't even got week 10 yet. You're already talking trash. Oh, man. Nothing else. Kaepernick looked better.
He still didn't complete 50% of his passes, so it didn't matter.
What did he
have? And once again, this is why I'm not sold on him as a player and never was. I'm glad the Broncos didn't waste trading for him.
No, it worked out. It's 16-34, 143.
Look at that!
Touch interception. He ran it 9 times for 84. He's doing it, but come on, man. You gave up 34 to Tampa Bay.
Dude, I think this is the 6th straight game they've given up 100 yards to a rusher.
See, Jacquees Rogers, the third string
Who's like my height?
26 carries, 154 yards on that ass.
So, basically, if you play in Frisco, light up your running backs because they going nuts.
In the back of Peyton Barber, 12 carries, 84 yards.
He had like a 40-some yard rushing.
44-yard rush.
Ridiculous. Niners are the worst when it comes to run defense. Yeah, if you playing fantasy and you see your running back is going up against the Niners, you better play him.
Yeah, you might as well pick that D. Like, oh, I could have picked Tampa Bay defense.
You might as well play him, play the backup and the third string because they all going off.
Jacquees Rogers was it. And they're like, Luke Walker's looking great. I'm like, dude, he was the third string back on that team and he's gashing you. Dude, they're like, what? Here. 20, here, keep taking it.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, man. I saw Andrew Luck had a solid game today. T.Y. Hilton continuing.
Yeah.
And, yeah, you know this is coming, of course.
I just hope we can win a game.
0-7. I'm keep playing it until they win.
Kevin Hogan. He ran for a touchdown.
Dude, they are down to their sixth quarterback. Lord have mercy.
Pac-12, baby. Pac-12. Come on, Kevin Hogan. Show me something. Hey, but did you see that AJ Green touchdown? That Hail Mary?
Yeah.
I'm like, that's concentration.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah,
because he was like, ooh.
It was like, ooh. Getting pulled down by like 3 dudes and still caught it. AJ Green is a beast.
Yeah, he won my league. 8 for 169 in the touchdown.
God.
Give it to me. And Jeremy Hill, dude, I was like, wait, 9 carries? 9 carries, yep. 168 yards. And a touch. What the hell?
And an injury.
Yeah, I already got hurt. Giovanni Bernard, I guess, came in 17 for 80 in a touchdown. Yeah. Give me that.
Light up you got against the Browns because they're going off. Yeah. Jeez Louise.
Play their defense. Play the opposite team defense. Kevin Hogan. Jeez. Yeah, whatever that mojo is that's going on in Cleveland, you ain't getting none of it. It was like, what was that movie? Twins. It was like, yeah, the Cavaliers and the Indians got all the good juice.
They the Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah, and you Danny Vito. Like, you ain't getting nothing. These two teams both going to the damn
championship of their sport,
and you can't,
win a game. Damn. God, are we going 0-16? I hope not. I hope for the sake of that city, I hope not.
Hey, shit, I hope Wilson ain't got to play for him, man, from Clemson, because that's what it's looking Deshaun like.
Deshaun Watson, light him up, baby.
You look like it. Man, I'm going to be there with LeBron James. I'm like, yeah, but he ain't playing for the Browns. So it don't matter. And, yeah, I can't wait for tomorrow night to see you. I'm waiting to see y'all hungry. I want to see what y'all do.
Hey, I'm saying this now. We destroying Brock Osweiler. I'm sorry. It needs to be done.
It's going to be personal.
Oh, it is. It is. I know a lot of them are like, we don't need him as motivation. But I know deep down they like, I'm going to fuck him up.
Mm-hmm. I remember what you said.
Uh-huh. I remember you last time saw what you could have had.
Mm-hmm.
It's all that good.
Kind of, you know, talking that Kevin Durant kind of talk.
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay.
All right.
All right, so yeah, quickly, week 8. Let's see, who won to buy a week? You know, this Thursday games are getting terrible.
Yeah, and it's
Thursday, Jacksonville at Tennessee. Who the hell want to watch that?
I mean, I may watch this because it's football, but Tennessee, you better win because the Jags are the worst team in the league.
Mm-hmm.
Worst team in the league.
They ain't stopping DeMarco Murray.
Worse than the 0-6, 0-7 Browns. Saddest shit I've ever seen.
Those are good games they got. Washington versus Cincinnati. That's not bad. Kansas City at Indy.
Mm.
You have them Raiders at Tampa Bay.
That's a win. Yeah. Go ahead and brag. You can brag early on that one. That's a W.
That might be a shootout. I don't know.
With Jameis? Get out of here.
You talking about they DBs? It's so awesome. Seattle at New Orleans. Oh, my God. That's going to be
hard. I'm lining up Russell Wilson for that one, baby.
Hey, Ryan Fitzpatrick at Cleveland.
You better not.
If you
lose to them, just start Bryce Petty or who's the other cat they picked this year?
You drafted some folk. You know Geno Smith. You've tried Geno Smith. It ain't work. I'm not dissing. It's just, look, we've given you opportunity. You have not produced. You know, when he's showing flashes, like, you have not produced.
Yeah, just start Bryce Petty or dude that you drafted from Penn State. One of the two. It don't matter.
New England at Buffalo, maybe.
New England, after that shutout Buffalo gave him, they about to win 54-6.
Arizona at Carolina. Ugh, that's a tough one. Right,
that's a coin flip.
Coming off the
bye week.
Yeah. Division, San Diego at Denver.
It's payback time.
Rematch.
It's payback time.
Yeah. Ooh, I guess this might be the game. Well, might be at least one of the games of the week. Green Bay at Atlanta.
Ooh. Atlanta, come on now. Mm. Come on now.
If I was down there, I might actually buy a ticket to that. Absolutely. That sounds like a good game.
And then the Eagles play who?
Eagles at Dallas. Sunday night.
Ooh. This is your chance to shine. Mm. Dak Prescott, let's see what you got.
Mm-hmm.
Big time division game. I know, hey, M and Kmart, I know y'all better not lose this one.
Yeah, man, this, you know, the division lead at stake on this one.
Yes, sir.
And Dallas coming off that bye, and, you know, maybe, are we going to see? We'll see if we hear the Tony Romo chatter. He need all the rest he can get.
Oh, we forgot a game. I'm sorry ass LA Rams.
Oh my God, to the Vikings.
I know the question now with everybody is like, when is Jared Goff gonna start?
Going to them, man. Because
Case Keenum ain't getting it done.
Yeah, he said he
LA fans are getting a little anxious.
Yeah, I heard Jeff Fisher. It ain't Case Keenum's fault. Like, okay.
And I say Jeff Fisher gotta go. Cause I'm like, how is Todd Gurley not getting 20 carries a game?
They are just like
A game. What the heck? Know. I'm like, how Matt Forte get 30? And Todd Gurley can't get 20?
Yeah.
You stupid.
He's your best player.
You stupid.
You got to leave.
You got to get out of here. Get out of here. You don't belong in L.A. Get out of here.
And then, you bet y'all. And then Monday, oh, my God. And then Monday, Minnesota at Chicago. Oh, my Lord.
I am dropping Meredith. And Matt Barkley can't get it. I was like, because I saw my phone, I'm like, Meredith ain't doing nothing. I turn on the game and I'm like, Brian Hoyer's out? Yeah. I'm dropping him. Because everybody on the Bears team now, your value has plummeted. Because Matt Barkley, nigga, please.
Yeah, and then here's where all the buys start kicking in this week. So Rams, Dolphins, Giants, Steelers, Niners, and Ravens on bye.
I know Steelers are like, thank you, Big Ben. Get healthy.
Yeah, rest up. We gonna need you, bro. We need you back ASAP.
Mm-hmm.
Although, you know, I don't know who's gonna win that division. Yeah. Lord have mercy, but yeah, get well soon.
Yes, sir.
All right, y'all. We gonna take another break. Coming back, we jumping into this NBA talk.
Yes, sir.
Western Conference.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody about to get dissed.
Uh oh.
At the top and the bottom. Y'all to the Brother Language Sports Happy Hour.
Holla.
Brothers Landing Sports Happy Hour with my daddy and Uncle John.
What's your favorite sports team?
Lakers!
We know Jonathan loves that.
Happy Hour.
What up?
So yeah, if y'all want to chime in on your team, are they still holding on, struggling? Fantasy football getting on your damn nerves with all these injuries? I forgot even to bring up the injuries quickly. Vince Jackson, IR. Ben Roethlisberger, 4 to 6 weeks. Torn meniscus.
I heard it could be 2 to 3, though.
They hoping. Doug Martin, no timetable for return.
Out indefinitely.
Jeez. Eddie Lacy on IR, unsure of return. And we said Brian Hoyer out 6 weeks after shoulder surgery. While the IR too, frustrating as hell. Y'all want to talk about it, hit us up. Voicemail 323-455-4219. Email to brotherslayman@gmail.com. Twitter at brotherslayman. Or on the show page at blackisonline.com.
Yes, sir. Let us know your thoughts, your concerns, your frustrations. Just vent. Holla.
All right. So, yeah, we got some feedback regarding basketball. From the whole Hoopla clan. Shout out to y'all.
Shout out. What's cracking, y'all? All
right. So, start off with the man who runs the
G-Spin.
GFPN,
the G-Spin.
G-Spot Network. Spirit.
What up, Spirit?
Oh, hell no. What up, fellas?
What up?
I told you about this one. Now, see, I can go hard in the paint with my trash talking, so I kind of curtail it a little bit because that shit cost me friends and has gotten me in trouble in the past. I consider you guys to be friends. No, family. The brothers I never had. I value your friendship and the fact that we can talk hoops, talk smack, guests on each other's shows, and be there whenever we call for each other. Chris and I play dominoes daily. Jonathan and I talk a lot on Twitter. Y'all my boys. Remember that for the rest of this email. Because goddamn it, this Anthony Bennett nigga going to be the death of us. I'm listening to your show and perk up when y'all start talking hoops. Then you break down the East and I'm loving it. Then you get to Brooklyn. Then you mention AB. Then you start talking about how I said the 10 points wasn't enough with the ABC challenge. And basically how you should start low for him. Bro, when I tell you I started yelling at my damn phone at work, I had to catch myself. I am not playing, LOL. Okay, so first of all, I did say I wasn't a lot, but I conceded that we would keep the challenge at him averaging 10 points because, again, him averaging 10 points in Brooklyn does not exactly save him from being the worst number one draft pick in NBA history, but it does determine who buys dinner in April. But you guys do realize that you claiming this sorry nigga basically needs baby steps actually validates my point, right? Dude, he was the number one fucking pick. Why does he need baby steps? Especially on a whack-ass Brooklyn team. Why can't a number one draft pick average at least 20 and 10 on a team that might win 12 games this year? Why is Jeremy Lin out of Princeton, the star of a team that has the number one draft pick on it? Are y'all serious right now? Just before you started talking about AB, y'all talked about Otto Porter, and you were chastising him for not doing enough as the number three pick. You said that with him being picked that high, he should be more productive, and that would be the expectation this season. I started yelling again. I was like, so he needs to be more productive as a number three pick, but he's already been productive as AB? Because even Baby G has been more productive than AB, who was the number one pick. Wait for it. In the same damn draft. Not once have you said AB, Anthony Mann needs to be more productive. All I've heard is excuses for why he hasn't been. Remember who was the number two in that draft? That's right. Victor Oladipo. Who you both agreed you did not want to see traded to my squad, as you didn't think Orlando should have gotten rid of him. But remember, y'all said the overall draft needs to be considered if determining if Anthony Bennett is the worst number one draft pick. I personally think that's completely irrelevant, but let's humor it for a second. If the draft was so bad and you can justify Anthony Bennett being number one and not being the worst, how the hell has Oladipo managed to be so solid to the point where both of you agree that he shouldn't have been traded? How was C.J. McCollum, number 10 in that draft, part of one of the top 10 backcourts in the league? Oh, and let's talk about the number 15 pick in that same draft, who just signed a well-deserved four-year, $100 million extension with the Bucks. You know what? Let's not. Let's just eat some goddamn chicken. I said it 1,000 times, and I'll say it again. I will never understand what the connection is y'all have with this sorry nigga. He seems to get a pass on all y'all frustrations like Storm does with you-know-who. But I get hers more than I get this defense y'all have for this week, nigga. Jonathan also said the Greek Freak, you know, the number 15 pick in the same draft, Anthony Bennett, hasn't looked great in the preseason, but then added, it's preseason, so you can't really put too much on that. Okay, correct me if I'm wrong. The same preseason that a week ago you were bragging about Anthony Bennett getting 15 points and 5 rebounds here? But y'all didn't declare you were getting ready for some biscuits and chicken? I am so confused. Should we or shouldn't we put emphasis on the preseason? So again, all your usual rants and your ideology of what you as a fan want to see never seems to apply to Anthony Bennett. Because the best players shine in preseason, right? Not to mention who he was playing against was also probably like the D squad of that team too, consisting of players who may not even make the squad. And him putting up 15 points apparently made his sorry ass tired. That's why he was rested in the preseason game. Let him my ass out. Oh, I'm going to love eating all this chicken in April and talking all this shit. LOL. I'll be finger licking good like a motherfucker because it will be marinated in the flavor of victory. Matter of fact, I think I'm going to bring some tea and a Kermit stuffed animal to dinner in April. Teddy D is on your side, too. He said, for the record, he didn't believe Anthony Bennett was the worst number one pick in history. Apparently, Anthony Bennett was born in a Louisville hospital. Y'all are killing me. So, yeah, the number one draft pick should be able to average more than 10 freaking points, in my opinion. And y'all are like, slow down. More than that is too much for him. Chris, can you hit the drop for me right now? What the fuck are we doing? I ask you, what the fuck are we doing? Let me give you that right now, sir. Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
Let me play that.
What the fuck are we doing out here? I asked you, what in the fuck are we doing here?
I'm in tears.
I don't know.
I am in tears.
Hold on. But cool. I'm going to enjoy the shit out of that chicken. And I'm going to take some home and enjoy it the next day. No, actually, you know how when you get married, it's tradition to save some of the cake to eat on your first anniversary? I'm going to freeze the shit out of that chicken and biscuits and eat it after a year. And on Anthony Bennett's birthday and Jesus' birthday. Yeah, no, I have nothing but love for you, though. And if Anthony Bennett manages to drop a whopping 10 points and 5 boards per game this season, I know y'all will be talking mad shit. Dude scored a fucking career high in preseason game, and y'all call Honey Kettles to place an order for April 2017. To understand this shit, talking will be traded all season long. I look forward to it, and I hope y'all still consider me to be a friend after this season. LOL. PGN's Owen Great Show, as always. Spirit G went out for Hoopla on a GSPN, and new part-time employee of Honey Kettle, so that when y'all have to buy all this food, you can at least get a discount, because I'm just that type of guy. You're welcome.
Oh my God! Shout out to you, Spirit. Look, man.
You get this. I'm giving you this. For that email.
Yeah.
That email was great.
That was awesome.
That was great.
And yes, dude, we don't take none of that shit personally. Now look, when it comes to Anthony Bennett, we have said religiously he didn't deserve to. He wasn't supposed to be first. He wasn't good enough to be first. I don't know what Dan Gilbert and all them were thinking when they chose him to be first. Victor Oladipo should have been the number one pick if we were trying to be real about it. At least they were talking about Nerlens Noel would have been the number one pick if he didn't get hurt.
Yeah.
Anthony Bennett wasn't even supposed to be in the top 10. I don't know who picked him or why he got picked that high to begin with. So we shall see.
Yeah.
We'll see. That's all. I'm going to just leave it at that. We'll see.
Yeah,
I ain't going to brag or boast about the man. We'll see.
At this point, him balling out, him getting 20 and 10. I mean, when they picked him, I think everybody was like, what?
Why?
How did Anthony Bennett? I mean, look, but, you know, I'm like, okay, I guess. Maybe y'all know something we don't know.
Oh, man.
But, yeah, that was funny.
That email is awesome.
Yeah, my expectation for him is low as fuck. Now, that's what I said. I don't consider him the worst, but if you want to put him in the top five,
fine.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely.
I just am considering
he's one of the worst.
Yes.
But the worst? I can't give him that crown just yet.
I don't know if I can crown him yet.
We'll meet halfway.
Yeah, expectations were low as hell for him.
We'll meet halfway.
Yeah. Oh, man. All right.
Funny
as
hell.
That was great, man. All right. Moving on to another family member. Finally, I can chime in. Hello, gentlemen. Since football season has been at the forefront, I have not been able to do anything except enjoy the hilarious banter of Jonathan, BTG, LJ, and Kmart. Their rivalries have been very entertaining, unlike my team, the 49ers,
ooh,
who are rebuilding and trying to save the world.
Sorry. I'm sorry, Mama G.
Ain't got no time to concentrate on football, LOL. Once you started to preview basketball, however, I am no longer left out. Thank you for a non-biased assessment of the world champion Cleveland Cavaliers.
Oh,
as you review the NBA East, Chris, the good thing about the preseason is fans can fantasize about where their club will finish, and you mentioned San Antonio was going to win the chip. Go ahead and wish my friend, Jonathan, happy your team will not have any players on work release.
Oh, damn. Shots fired.
I'm expecting / predicting a Cleveland Cavalier repeat. Got Bron some shooting help. We'll cut his minutes and rest him more during the season while getting quality time for MVP run for regular season and finals. You both will be invited to join Hoopla Show annual LeBron Championship Show along with the other Bron Sexuals.
Mm.
I continue to enjoy your great podcast. Keep up the great work, Mama G.
Appreciate that, Mama G.
Shout out.
Sorry about your sorry Niners.
No, them Niners is struggling bad. But yeah, I mean, now, hey.
Hey, it's that time of year.
Mm-hmm.
It's that time of the year.
So yeah, I know you like, all right, I got a team I can pull for who got
chips.
Yeah.
Oh, chip.
LeBron James going to be doing his thing.
Yeah. I picked him in my draft. I was like, he's still going to be putting up numbers.
Mm-hmm. That was tough for you, Spear. I was like, is he going to pick?
You going to pick Kevin Judas? Are you going to pick the enemy, LeBron James? He's like, damn it.
All right. And then we got and one more from Storm. From Stizorn. Right,
for sure.
If you live in a glass house, don't pick up a rock. Greetings from alleged Bron sexual land. See? Here I was feeling all warm and fuzzy about your boy. CBS had to go and leave a voicemail bashing LBJ. Let's sigh. However, I'm feeling generous, so I won't be sending him a pic of someone else's junk. LeBron James had the legacy of his own, as does KB24. If we're going to drop facts, drop facts. Don't discount their careers just in terms of the GOAT comparisons. I got you.
All right.
Love me some J.R. Smith, but 44 years, 57 milli rocks? Nah, player. Not for erratic scoring and questionable individual defense.
Preach.
Not quite on the James Harden level, though. Perhaps they paid him per tattoo. I'm going to act like those Laker fans and say my Heat are going to make a deep run in the playoffs. Did you know some of them are? No? Okay. With the way the East is trying to come up, let's just say at least the tickets will be cheap.
Yeah.
Asian Block better earn all of that money.
Ooh.
Everybody wants to be the man. Well, here you go.
There you go.
Expecting us to still be competitive. Now, we can just get Pat Riley off drugs and making better decisions. JL, Robin Lopez is your new Noah. Hustle man that does the dirty work and hopefully more emotionally stable.
Yeah, I would agree.
Did you say Super Team and Knickerbockers in the same sentence?
I didn't. Derrick Rose did.
Yeah. D. Rose doesn't know what consent is? Not surprised. Have you ever heard the dude talk? Maybe they should have put the question in layman's terms. You see what I did there?
Oh, Lord.
Or talk to him like a five-year-old, whichever is easier.
Mm.
Either way, the truth always, most of the time, usually comes out in the end. Stay tuned. Y'all know I'm a conspiracy theorist anyway, but that detective situation was not a coincidence.
Yeah.
There was too much money to be lost on gambling here. Somebody's pulling the strings behind the scenes.
Mm.
Jay Lynn averaging 20 points per game? Well, sure. Sounds legit. Maybe Lynn's sanity will return. Not like he doesn't have space and opportunity and a whole bunch of new coins. Keep up the good works, fellas. Count down to my honey kettle biscuits. I'm from Storm Hoopla, GSPN Network.
Appreciate it, Storm. Y'all, this is going to be fun. This is going to be so much fun.
I'm telling you, I probably believe on both shows, we're going to have like, Anthony Bennett check. Let's do an ABC check.
I'm going to be sitting in my emails like, Anthony Bennett did this? I can't wait for my honey, my chicken, and biscuits, homie.
Every night, we're like, did the Nets play? Oh, what'd he do?
Twitter.
Yeah, you're going to hear it. And if he ball, you turn on this show, we're going to be like, look what that fool did. That boy a fool up. 15-8-3. Let's go.
And if he was doo-doo, we're going to be quiet.
Yeah, now he's doo-doo. We're going to turn that show. What did Anthony Bennett do? Not a damn thing.
As usual. this is going to be fun, man.
I can't wait.
Yeah, this is going to be awesome.
We're going to be trash talking all week.
Yep.
We get into this preview. All
right.
Let's see how we can get through this. Of course, starting off with we're starting from the top to the bottom from last season. So, into them Golden State Warriors,
all right.
73-9, beat the Rockets 4-1, Blazers 4-1, came back down 3-1 to beat the Thunder, and for some reason was up 3-1 and lost to the Cavs. We can blame it on
Mr. Kiki and the Dickie, or you can blame it on Steph Curry's injury. Bottom line is they couldn't finish.
Yep,
that's the bottom line.
Yep, and if you've been under a rock all summer, they did add this dude named Kevin Durant, a.k.a. Kevin Judas,
a.k.a. Hoopla. I can't stand his ass no more.
Yep.
He get on my nerves.
Got him, David West, Jaja Pachulia, JaVale McGee.
Mr. Shaq to the Fool.
Yep. Had a couple other turnaround. Got rid of Harrison Barnes. Festus Ezeli's gone. Barbosa, Mo Spates. Traded Andrew Bogut. So they got a whole new damn lineup.
Yep.
I mean, look, of course, just like the Cavs, they going to be favored. As they should. I mean, I'm going to be watching some of these games just because I want to see how this offense works. Because it should be fun to watch. I ain't pulling for them. I want my Spurs to beat them. But look, they're going to be exciting to watch.
They are going
to
be entertaining.
You
want
to see how, you know, the defense works out as well.
Absolutely. I mean, they're going to be an entertaining squad.
Mm-hmm.
If tickets weren't that expensive, I'd go see the Lakers play Golden State just to see Golden State play. Kick their ass.
Gonna put up
but
major
points. But I know them tickets gonna cost.
Yeah, I mean, Pachulia's gonna grab the boards. I know, you know, we'll see how the defense works. Pachulia's not a shot blocker the way Bogut was.
Oh, did you see the preseason game?
Mm-mm.
Where Draymond already swinging the leg.
Oh, damn.
And dudes from Portland was getting all up in his face like, dude.
What are you doing?
What is wrong with you with this flailing?
Like you taking that Kobe Bryant flail to the next level.
Just like, it's ridiculous.
I can't control my leg. What somebody's going to do is like, oh, you can't? Okay.
I can't either.
I'm going to kick the shit out your leg.
I'm going to sweep it.
As soon as they come.
Boom, sweep the leg.
Yep. Somebody's going to send out one of their goons. And they're going to be like, oh, he's kicking the leg. Okay, well, you kick him back.
Yep.
Ah, shit, my leg. Well, what happened? Well, shit, if you could control it, maybe accidents wouldn't happen.
There you go.
But, yeah, I mean, I don't expect 73 wins again.
No.
That's not their – I think it was great last year. It wasn't done. But now that, you know,
it don't mean 74.
Without the ring.
Yeah, basically.
Like, all right.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, they got to – you know, look, I ain't been that to that point, but I've been up with a chance to win the damn game. Shit didn't work out. I'm going to have to keep watching – Ray Allen hit the goddamn shot, game 6. I'm pissed off. So maybe y'all use that as motivation, come back and beat shit out of everybody. And everybody be like, oh, well, I mean, shit, you got Kevin Durant. What you supposed to do?
Well, he got the pressure now. He better win.
Yeah.
He better win.
Now his stats going to drop. You ain't scoring as much. What's the problem?
Well, I mean, I expect his stats to drop a little bit because Klay Thompson is going to be Klay Thompson.
Yeah.
I ain't changing for nobody.
He is. It's just, I mean, shit. That's a lot of shots. Yeah,
that's a lot of shots to go around.
So I don't know what they going to do. Moving on, my San Antonio Spurs.
The big fundamental is gone.
No,
that's going to be weird not seeing Duncan in the starting lineup no more.
Period. It's like no number 21.
Something's missing.
Yep.
But you still got Greg Popovich. Still got Kawhi Leonard. Still got LaMarcus Aldridge. By the way, he squashed them rumors of them trade rumors.
Yeah, that was all that sources said. You know, that was my one concern when we got him. I was like, clearly he feel like he want to go somewhere to be the dude. And I was like, you know, I'm glad he came to San Antonio because I think, you know, he's an all-star type player. But you're like, yo, if you want to be the guy.
This ain't the place.
Yeah, that's not how they play. And like, you know, you coming off with Kawhi Leonard got finals MVP. He got a ring.
He's creeping into the MVP conversation.
I'm saying.
But you still got Tony P.
Yeah, you still got Tony Parker.
Is Ginobili gone?
No, he's back.
He's back one last season. Year.
Then we had the Pau Gasol.
Oh, my God.
The Deonte Murray, the 29th pick, who, you know, I don't expect a lot. I know Pau doesn't play rookies.
That dude got boosties.
But he,
have you seen his highlights?
Nah.
He can yam, dude. They were showing him, like, I guess they were doing a scrimmage. I was like, God damn, he was just yamming dunks. You like, okay.
Yeah, young, athletic, reach.
Kyle Anderson time is now.
Yeah.
He got to play.
He's going to get some more run. I hope to see more Jonathan Simmons as well. I want to see what's going up with this front court because, yeah, Duncan's gone, traded D.L., Matt Bonner's gone, David West gone. Yeah, Boban Marjanovic got taken from us by Detroit. So I want to see what's going to happen. Defensively,
they're going to take a hit.
Yeah.
They're going to take a hit.
Because you don't have that, you know, the presence in the paint no more. But, you know, I think Pop is going to come up with something. He always does. He'll flip the, you know, what needs to be done. DeMarcus Aldridge, I'm expecting a lot from you. You know, maybe the team figured you out.
Yeah.
You like to jump shoot a lot. Kawhi Leonard, dude, I don't know what he's adding to his game this season. I'm curious to see that. I mean, dude couldn't shoot. He got three. He got post up. This fool driving on folk. You know, he going to average like 6 assists. I don't know.
Maybe 85% free throws. I don't know. Something.
Yeah, Tony Parker, they asked him to run to be more facilitator, run point. And he's like, yep, whatever y'all need me to do, I will do it.
That is the Spurs way.
Yeah. You got to just step up, whatever it takes to win a championship.
Yep.
That's what it's about.
Yep.
So I can't wait to see that. Moving on to your spirit, Oklahoma City Thunder. We're 55-52. Beat the Mavs 4-1. Beat the Spurs 4-2. Bad choke job losing to the Warriors. Of course, you know, Kevin Durant is out of here. Serge Ibaka gone.
It seems like he missed it because he just can't stop talking about OKC and Russell Westbrook. So, and Westbrook seems to be like, man, fuck that nigga.
Y'all just come out now. We weren't really friends like that. Like, okay, what else you gonna say?
I know.
I ain't never been to that nigga house. Like, what?
I'm telling you. I'm like, I personally, this is how I feel. I think OKC can still be as good, even though most people are like, hey, who's a top five player? I'm like, yes. You added Victor Oladipo, so you got a very dynamic backcourt. Russell Westbrook's going stupid this year. He's putting up stupid numbers. We thought he was putting up stupid numbers last year.
Yeah, he's putting them up this year. Yeah, look, I mean,
I think they're still going to be formidable. You added Sabonis.
Yeah.
You added Ilyasova. So you got another shooter. You still got Enes Kanter. Still got Steven Adams. I still think they can be a formidable team. Most people are like, yeah, they'll be eighth in the playoffs. I'm like, I ain't going that far. I think they can still compete for the 4 or 5. I think, yeah. Me personally, yeah, Spirit, even you probably don't think so. I think y'all can still compete for the 4. Because I'm like, I have been of the mindset, You don't need multiple superstars necessarily to win. You can, if you have a top five player, you can win.
Well, it's your definition of win, like what's winning.
You can win. I'm not, now am I saying they're championship contenders? No. I don't think they're championship contenders. But I don't think they're going to fall off the map like most people assume they're going to.
No, I don't see them falling. I think
a lot of people don't think they're making the playoffs.
I mean, because it's just like, who's the number two?
Cantor? Victor Oladipo.
And that means
Oladipo has shown he can score.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was Scott Skiles' system or what, but I think that between that backcourt can be similar to Portland's backcourt. Personally.
That which means you're going to need Oladipo to step things up.
It's not like the man has averaged 12 points a game. He's averaged like 18. Yeah. He can score. And to me, he's a pretty good defender.
He is. If we're saying we expect, number one picks to average 20 and 10, then he's number two and should have been number one, and he need to get close to that.
And I think he will.
Yeah, but he just ain't – he not C.J. McCollum scoring like that.
He not C.J. McCollum, but I think watch. They're going to surprise people. Mark my words.
Yeah, now you got – we'll see what
Billy Donovan.
Yeah, what he can do in
year two. Billy Whitems.
What he can do in year two. That's going to take a hit, but I really want to see Russell Westbrook. Now you're the face of the franchise. Now, because you know what? Because you were sharing it, and even not really, because Kevin Durant was the face.
Mm-hmm.
So now you got now you the face. Here we go.
Now, all I'm waiting for is that OKC Golden State matchup. So he can slam his nuts in Kevin Durant's face.
He's just going like, I'm embarrassing your boy.
I don't think he's going to dap him up. Like the little opening tip, I see Russell Westbrook being, nigga, fuck you. I'm not dapping your hand up. Go somewhere.
Yep.
I seriously can see him doing that. Like, F you.
Or one of them, here's your hand. He stick his hand out and not look at him. Like, all right, here. Whatever.
Or he put his hand down and then take that shit away. Sorry.
Or they'll do a quick, like, hey, what's up?
Ain't no hugging.
Nah. I can see him fronting. I can see him like, okay, you know what? Just so people ain't talking, since I ain't got to answer questions after the game, okay, let me dab you up. And be like, oh, okay. Oh, look, they dapped up. And he like, I'm about to kill this nigga. Give me the rock. Got to eat him.
Oh, that's funny.
Then you got to, after that, you got the Clippers, who finished 53-29. Lost to the Blazers 4-2. Oh, my God. Was so ready to finally have Clippers, Warriors in the playoffs.
And they couldn't do it again.
Go to Western Conference Finals. Let's see. And then, oh, shit, niggas getting hurt. First Chris Paul go down, and then Blake in the same game.
It's all that talking, man, all that chirping. They keep chirping. They do all that talking, and then they can't back it up.
Yeah, most of it was role players. They added Mo Spates, Brandon Bass, Raymond Felton.
Yeah.
You know.
They're solid role players, mm-hmm. but.
It's just about they three. Can they step up? Wasn't Paul Pierce saying he thought they was a super team?
Yes. You got to get further than the first round to be a super team.
Sorry. Yeah, super team, you're like, oh, you don't strike fear in nobody's heart.
They ain't scared of you.
No, we know y'all exciting to watch, yeah. And then come down, y'all going to run the
same. We know Chris Paul, you're going to do the pick and roll and the lob to DeAndre Jordan and mm-hmm. give it to Blake Griffin, and he going to ISO. You do the same thing all mm-hmm. the time. We know.
Are y'all going to step? Is Blake Griffin going to be blocking some shots?
Which I have been asking for since, like, his rookie year.
Yeah, you've
since he can jump through the roof.
Right.
How come he can't jump and block some shots sometimes?
In a full healthy, can Jamal Crawford be the number three scorer consistently?
And he be the sixth man of the year again?
Yep. I don't know.
We'll see.
Can Redick, do his thing? Austin Rivers step up? You got Mbah Mute. Can he play better? Wesley Johnson? No, I ain't.
Paul Pierce is his last season. What are you going to do?
Yeah. Like, you need that Wizards Paul Pierce.
Yes, you do.
Because I was sitting there like, he on a team? He ain't do nothing.
See, I actually feel the same way.
Mm-hmm. You talking about the Clippers? Oh, Lord. Nobody cares about them. Yeah, I want to see what they do. I want Chris Paul to get deeper in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
Can he make the necessary plays and not make those one or two boneheaded plays that blow the game?
Yep.
Hopefully, y'all don't have to play Golden State. Because you struggle. Because I know when they play y'all again, they're going to put up 180.
Because y'all keep talking.
Mm-hmm. We don't like you niggas. Here you go. And here's our new toy. Who y'all got guarding him? Nobody.
See?
Yeah. You're talking Kevin Durant too? Oh my God, no, stop.
See? See? She's like, stop talking about stop it. Stop it. Stop it. I can't stand him either.
Yeah, but they should be in the top three, definitely top four again. Please just let this team be healthy for a playoff.
Yeah.
I do not want to see Blake or Paul, or not, hopefully not even DeAndre. Like, oh, they banged knees and he hurt. Like, oh, shit. I didn't want them to get no damn, you know, bloody eye, nothing.
I don't want no hamstring pulls. I don't want nothing.
No cramping, none of that.
I want no excuses.
Because this is it.
This is, yeah, this
like,
is it.
I mean, they've kept it together, but now that these dudes is free agents coming out the end of the season, like, you know, your hand's going to be forced.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, they talked about that they were Clippers, I think, in 2024. They're supposed to be looking for a new arena. Get ready for the Seattle Sonics to come back.
Oh, yeah. Get ready, Seattle, because it's coming. Steve Ballmer, they've been saying that since he bought the team.
He's going to move around to Seattle.
They're like, yeah, he is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he is.
Because all the people, we don't want Clippers, ain't you? All right, fine. Y'all don't want Clippers here. Okay. We'll go back to Seattle where I can own Seattle.
Yep.
So, yeah, I'm wanting to see that. Fifth, surprising Portland Trail Blazers. Solid 44-38. Beat the Clippers 4-2. Lost to the Warriors 4-1. That backcourt dynamic.
My boy D. Lillard. Mm-hmm. That is my boy, man. I love Damian Lillard. He is that dude.
Just dropped an album.
Hey, and he can spit.
Mm-hmm.
He the best point guard in the league. He can spit and he can ball. Steph Curry, what you doing?
I
like D. Lillard. He just, you know what time it is.
Mm-hmm.
Him and C.J. McCollum, that might be the best backcourt in the league.
That is crazy.
I mean, because them fools can just score like nobody business. You mean you added Evan Turner?
Mm-hmm.
I like, do they have Miles or Mason Plumlee? I forget which brother they got. I think it's Mason Plumlee.
I think so. Mason Plumlee.
But I like Mason Plumlee. I think he's solid, solid big for them.
We got to see how this team is going to play. Now that they had a chance, now that people know their names, mm-hmm. you know, expectations high.
Yeah.
You know, Alan Crabb, they kept. Mo Harkness and Afriko Aminu, Miles Leonard. He's healthy. You know, they added Festus Ezeli.
Yep.
You know, now, you know, pressure's on.
Yeah.
Everybody thought they wouldn't do nothing, made it to the second round of playoffs. Now people expecting you to get back there.
Yep. And get further.
Yeah. This team, hey, they exciting, man. That backcourt is sick.
Explosive.
Mm-hmm. Now it's all that pressure.
Yeah.
C.J. McCollum, can you back it up?
Who the best backcourt in the Bay Area?
It's still, just playing. They can do more. Klay Thompson can play defense.
Yeah, he can lock them down.
Then you got Dallas Mavericks, who finished 42-40. Lost to the Thunder 4-1.
And they max player man has looked doo-doo in the preseason.
Yeah, Harrison Barnes
has looked ass ever since the damn finals of last year. Maybe he's just been terrible.
Maybe he heard all the chirping.
He got a mental block somewhere.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is.
He's like, look. Just because Golden State didn't want you, and you probably heard throughout the locker room that they was champion to get Kevin Durant, you're like, wait a minute.
I'm still here, guys. If you get
Kevin Durant, where does that leave me?
Right. Where am I going to be? Not on the team, nigga.
Yeah. So I went. So he's down there. He's got plenty of run. You know, they had Andrew Bogut, Seth Curry, expecting some things out of him, some shine. But, yeah, they lost. You know, Zaza Pachulia's move, David Lee gone, Chandler Parsons. He's gone now. Raymond Felton. So, you know, Dallas.
You still got Dirk.
Dirk's still going to do it. I still expect them to win 40-plus games.
Mm-hmm.
Probably get in the playoffs again.
Yeah.
And then
be a nuisance.
Yep. And then maybe get out the first round again. I feel bad.
They had that run, though, where they got that chip. I'm glad Dirk got a ring.
Mm-hmm. God, they just cannot get a top-flight point guard. They cannot get a top-flight center. It's frustrating as hell.
It is.
Hopefully for them, Harrison Barnes can stay healthy.
He pans out.
Yeah, he produces more than Parsons did. But now it's like, hey, now you going to get the rock.
Yeah.
You know, and all this talking, you know, coming out of high school, being the dude, Let's see now.
Going to North Carolina and all that.
Let's see what happens. Let's
see what you can do, bro.
Yep, and them same 42-40 Memphis Grizzlies got swept by the Spurs.
Yeah.
They made some changes, you know. David Yeager gone. Yeah. Brought in David Fizdale. Kendall Parsons there.
Who's still hurt. Oh,
Jesus.
Jesus.
That's Wade Ball won 17 pick. You know,
and they moving,
Mike Conley got the cash.
And they moving Z-Bo to the bench.
Yeah, he played a little bench last season. I just think that grind style of play, while it was great, you know, got them what?
Took
one,
a toll.
Well, one is like, where did they go? They got to one Western Conference Finals where they got swept, and that was it.
Yeah.
And they've been hurt. I know Marc Gasol was hurt last year. You know, they are a playoff team for sure.
Yeah.
Could make it to the second round. This outside shooting got to do something. They need some athletic help, and they need some shooting. You know, maybe Parsons can be that guy. I mean, he got paid like it. Coach already talking about he similar to LeBron. He better quit that noise.
Yeah, I heard on Hoopla, and it was like, nigga, what? Similar in what aspect? Same height?
Right. Like, I don't get that.
He ain't putting up 30, 40, 50 points. He ain't grabbing 10 plus boards. He ain't putting up 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 assists. So what the hell are you talking about? He's like LeBron. Right.
Can he score 20 points?
Could you put any more pressure on him, young man? Right. Can he be healthy?
Right.
Can he play a game?
Can he do that?
God.
Shoot. I need him to get healthy for sure. But Memphis is still, you know, still a good team. Let's see what you can do, Mike Conley, with your $30 million a year. Expectations high. And you had the Rockets, who went 41-41, lost to the Warriors 4-1. Big thing for them. Bringing in Mike D'Antoni. So long, Dwight.
Mike and Tony. Don't forget, we got to drop that D, just like James Harden.
Man.
And you got Eric Gordon. Ugh.
Yeah, Eric Gordon get hurt.
He's going to. Just mark it. Book it. It's going to happen. Ryan Anderson, too. Book it. He's going to get hurt at some point. They always do.
Oh, yeah. What's the name? That's what I saw.
Patrick Beverly got hurt.
Yeah.
And it starts already.
Yeah, he had that surgery. He's getting surgery on his left knee. D'Antoni said he's expecting to miss about 20 games.
Stop calling him D'Antoni. It's Antoni. Drop that D.
I can't help it. But, yeah, I mean, they're going to be putting up buckets.
Yeah, if nothing else, they will be fun to watch. They'll be a fun team to watch. James Harden's basically running point.
Yeah, I mean, we got on James Harden and all that for his defense and all them plays and him winning Shaq and a fool. But, I mean, look, the dude, on one hand, I will say, I think he's going to play with a chip on his shoulder because he's got to be like, look, people who put up the numbers I put up do not, in history, have never gotten – left off the All-NBA team.
And they also haven't played that terrible defense like you did.
No, no. Yeah.
I mean, I ain't never seen nobody who put up James Harden-type numbers just look as dudes drive right by them and get layups. And then look as the rebound comes down and look at your teammate like, you ain't grabbing it?
Yeah.
I ain't never seen players who put up them numbers do that. So that is why your behind was left off the All-NBA team. Yeah, so you got to play both sides.
Yeah, so I think he's going to play with a chip on his shoulder.
Good season. Play some defense. Maybe we'll see a good James Harden. Play like the James Harden you were in OKC.
You're going to do something now that you ain't got no Pat Beverly. Somebody got to do some guarding. Look, and you can't be like, I can't do everything. Okay, well, play some solid team defense.
All you got to do is try. Yeah. Nobody said you got to be like a Kawhi Leonard. Right. Just give effort.
Yeah, at least make it hard for dudes to get around you.
Jesus.
Funnel them to the paint, to your big guys.
Post out. Box out something.
Yeah, do something.
God.
But yeah, they gone. Dwight Howard's gone. I mean, we'll see what they going to do.
That's going to leave a hole up front. I mean, I know people shitted on Dwight, but I'm like, he was a presence just because he was so damn big.
He could be intimidating, but I mean, if you never use his butt.
But now it's like, who you got to block shots? Clint Capella?
Yeah, that's
get
it,
the
really.
Heck out of here.
That's it.
Nope.
We'll see if they make it. And then, you know, that was all the teams who made the playoff last year. After that, you had Utah Jazz 40-42. This team got to make the playoffs this year.
Don't be like the Jacksonville Jaguars. Don't be like the Milwaukee Bucks. And yeah, and show flashes, and then y'all now end up 25 and 53. It's like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, because you're like, when are y'all gonna hit it? Like, they got the talent.
They got the pieces. They're young enough. They got veterans now on that team. You added D.L. You added Joe Johnson. You traded for George Hill. Mm-hmm. The only little thing is Gordon Hayward's hurt right now. Yeah. That's the only little caveat. But yeah, you still got Rudy Gobert.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Rodney Hood.
Still got Rodney Hood.
Who balled.
Still got Derek Favors.
Yeah.
I mean, and what's his name's coming back this year? Dante Exum.
Yeah.
So I'm like, dude, you got talent. Like, if they can make it eighth, they can be eighth. And at least just get in the playoffs.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I'll be happy.
If I'm there, it's funny. It's like, going into the season, everybody like, you know what? Let's make the playoffs, but let's not be eighth. I mean, I don't want to play Golden State. Let's shoot for 7-6-5, something like that.
Well, at least get in so you can taste it.
Yeah, they need that experience of what it's like.
Even if you play Golden State and get your ass kicked, at least you made it, and at least you got that experience of what it's like to be in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
Something.
Yeah, Quinn Snyder got that extension. This team has the talent.
Yes, they do.
And the skill. And they just, you know, they were very close. You know, so hopefully this year they can get in. Because I do want to see them get in and do something.
Mm-hmm.
Then you had the 33-49 Sacramento Kings. You know, see you later, George Karl.
Thank God. I like the addition of Dave Joerger.
Mm-hmm.
I think he'll be a nice coach for them. I think he'll be able to mesh well with the DeMarcus Cousins. I just think more of just a respect thing.
Yeah.
Like, look, you know, he'll push them to be great.
Mm-hmm.
Just like he did with Memphis. I mean, it was like you didn't necessarily have the best talent per se, but you grind hard, you work hard, you know, we can take some leaps.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we'll see what they can do.
Yeah, I mean, Rudy Gay, he's already, we know he's gone. You got to get the most out of him.
If they can pull off that trade that they talking about trading for Goran Dragic.
Yeah.
I'm like, if y'all can pull that one off, Sacramento, okay. I see what you're doing there.
Yeah, because I wonder, you know, with no Rajon Rondo now. I mean, granted, he might have been a head case, but he was running the offense pretty well.
He was averaging double-digit assists. So.
Mm-hmm. Now you got Ty Lawson filling in until
Derrick Collison already missed a flight and had to explain himself to the team. Lord. It's like, already.
Now he fell a hell off. Yeah, Aaron Aflalo's there. You got Matt Barnes bringing that edge.
Yeah.
That's what you want to call it.
Yeah. And he played for Joerger, so he knows what to expect.
So maybe this team, maybe they ready.
Maybe Willie Cauley-Stein can take another leap.
Maybe they can, you know, sneak in the playoffs possibly because I think DeMarcus Cousins has this year and next year left. If y'all don't do something.
Trade him next year.
You got to.
You ain't got a choice.
Because he is not coming back. If he's a free agent. If he's with y'all and if he ain't signing no extension,
nope.
He is like, I'm out.
You better trade him for what
you We'll give
get.
You the max money. I don't give a damn. I'm out. I'm leaving. He's going to be gone. They just got to improve.
Yeah.
Jesus. And then we're getting to the bottom.
Denver Nuggets.
Oh. Who finished 13-49 as well.
They have some talent, just not enough.
You know, added a 7-pick Jamal Murray. Yeah, it's just, I don't know what they going to be doing down there.
I do like their big men.
Mm-hmm.
The two Europeans.
Oh, yeah, that's
Jokic. Jokic or...
Yeah, that's how you say it.
And Juricic, I guess, is the other one. I like those dudes. Kenneth Faried coming off the bench, which I'm like, dude, just trade him already, please.
Yeah, they trying. They just gave him all that, you know, now that the cap went high, maybe people are trading for him now.
Because he can play. I just don't know. I don't know. He needs the right system.
He's
got to play in an up-tempo system.
Yeah. He has been more of a system dude. He had his moments. You know, can Gallinari stay healthy?
Question.
Yeah. Can Wilson Chandler stay healthy?
Question.
Can Emmanuel Mudiay, you know.
Can he get a jump shot?
Yeah.
Question.
And, you know, run the offense a little better. They have talent as well. You know, can they get to 40-some wins? I don't know.
I don't think so.
At least get close to it.
I don't think that. I think they'll hit the 30s.
Yeah, who's that? Will Barton. I mean, he made a little name for himself.
Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, Nikola Jokic and Jusuf Nurkić.
Yeah, there it is. Nurkić or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. They, I mean, I ain't expected much from the Nuggets team.
Not at all.
Down for that, 30-52 New Orleans Pelicans. Who had Buddy Hield brought in there?
Who couldn't beat out Etuan Moore for whatever reason?
Man, look, people, I'm not, to me, with this team, they ain't making a damn. They not making a playoff.
Well, especially if your best player can't stay healthy.
I don't believe.
I don't trust Anthony Davis's health.
I don't either. If he can put up numbers.
He can just ball. They had that one season. Mm-hmm. That one season where they were eighth.
But that's how you were saying, if you got a superstar player, they can get you wins.
Well, that's if he can stay healthy. Mm-hmm. I mean, for the most part, Russell Westbrook at least stays healthy for the most part. Yeah, Anthony Davis is hurt every other game.
And it's never him. It's always like, oh, well, he's healthy. Oh, well, Drew Holiday's hurt. Well, Tyreek Evans hurt.
And Drew Holiday, I guess, you know, prayers out to him. I guess his wife had, like, a tumor or had to have some removed. Yeah, so
he's had to, and he's taking and time off to focus on that.
And she just had a baby. They just had a baby, so I'm sure he's playing dad.
Yeah, he said he's focused on that, so he won't be around.
Prayers to him. Take care of your family, bro. Mm-hmm. Take care of your family, for sure.
I know he's done this last year. His deal. I mean, the Pelicans, you want, well, having a guy like Anthony, you want to see them do something. You want to see this dude in the playoffs, you know, do something. But, you know, maybe Buddy Hield can give you something. You got Lance Stephenson on the cheap.
Yep.
Omer Asik fell the hell off.
Yep.
That was all-time Thibodeau, apparently.
I will say, I do like the addition of Terrence Jones.
Yeah.
I think he'll play very well next to Anthony Davis, mm-hmm. if he can stay healthy.
Yeah, that's always a big question with him. You move on, 29-53, Minnesota Timberwolves. I'm not expecting them to make the playoffs like a lot of people are.
I don't expect them to make that leap this year. Maybe next year. Mm-hmm. This year, I expect them to improve and get into maybe the 30s. I expect them to maybe keep in the hunt until maybe towards the end of the season, but I don't think they'll make the playoffs. But just, you know, baby steps.
Yep.
But I saw that tweet you retweeted with Cat going stupid, and he's like, he just showing off.
Yeah. People talking about Anthony Davis. That dude, I mean, you're like, what can he not do?
He might be the best big in the league already. Like, he can shoot threes, he can rebound, he can block shots, he can pass, he can dribble.
Yeah, because it's funny, all the people who were considered, like, at one point, was a couple years ago, it was like, is it Blake Griffin, is it Kevin Love, is it LaMarcus Aldridge? Now we like, it ain't none of them.
Was it Anthony Davis?
Nope. It should be. But this dude, you're like, wow.
Yeah, I was wrong. I'll admit, I was wrong. I was wrong. I thought Jahlil Okafor was going to be the better pick of the two, but shit, I was really wrong. Yeah,
this dude's just
fits. He's a beast.
He fits this generation style of play so well.
And that team's going to be fun to watch.
Yeah.
With Zach LaVine, Ricky Rubio, my boy Chris Dunn. Mm-hmm. I'm pulling for Chris Dunn.
Yeah, I mean,
I expect Andrew Wiggins to take a leap.
He's going to need to. I mean, he, of course, had the hype machine behind him.
He's going to be the best player in the league in like 2 years.
All right.
Like,
and all of a sudden, now it's like, oh, well, I guess Carl Anthony Towns is the guy on that team.
Yeah. He's better than him.
He came out and just like, yeah, I'm bumping you. He was like, oh, okay. So, you know, people talked about he was a great defender. So we need to see.
Yeah.
You know, he and Towns can do something good. Yeah, I think it's going to take Thibodeau, who's now the coach and president of basketball ops, some time to put his system in to get them to play solid team defense. I'm not expecting Bulls-ish type thing, but they should be better with the athletes they got and the scoring they got. They can be better. I just think it's going to take a minute. Playoffs is asking a lot.
Yeah, that's a big leap.
They're basically asking to win 15 more games in the West.
At least.
Yeah. You know, Kevin Garnett, see you later, man. We're going to miss you.
Absolutely.
We'll see what this team can do. But yeah, they are going to be exciting to watch as well. They may get blown a lot, but man, it's going to be good. And we keep going down, 23-59 Phoenix Suns. You know, put in Earl Watson as the head coach.
UCLA.
Yep. Drafted Dragan Bender with the fourth pick. Added Marquise Chris, Tyler Ulis. Brought in some vets, Jared Dudley and Barbosa. They're going to be on a hunt to make a move, it feels like.
Yeah. But
everybody with that team was like, Devin Booker can shoot the lights out.
Hey, he's a stud, man, in the making. He looks legit. So they got to flip Brandon Knight or Bless. So one of them got
to
go.
Yeah. The one of them does need to start. I mean, Bledsoe, you've like, can we see the potential, dude? Come on.
Seems like he's always hurt, too. He's another one. What is it with these Kentucky cats?
I need a max contract. Well, you better. All right.
What is it with these dudes from Kentucky? They always getting hurt.
That's the Kentucky squad. Kentucky light down there. But, yeah, they're going to. I don't know.
They're going to struggle. They're going to struggle. They're going to struggle.
Yeah. Tyson Chandler like, get me out of here.
He's like, damn it, LaMarcus Aldridge. This is your fault.
Hey, you know, maybe. I don't know. Maybe he come. I don't see that. But
flip him.
They got to do some move. But, yeah, they. Yeah, that's going to be hard.
Yeah.
Then Jeff Hornacek over there in New York.
Yep.
Let's see what they can do. And at the bottom, last year, the 17-65 Los Angeles Lakers.
God, I almost forgot about them.
Yes, I'm sure if I turn on the radio this week.
17 fans, ESPN.
They're going to play the first game. They're going to ball out. We going to the playoffs. Like, slow nigga, the hell down with that bullshit. Slow down. I mean, look, you added Brandon Ingram. You know,
he showed some flashes in the preseason, but again, he
paid a lot of money for Mozgov, traded for Jose Calderon,
who ain't playing.
You added Yijian Leon, which is weird.
Whatever.
But, you know, you got a well rounded team.
You play still, your young dudes.
You know, Russell, I'm expecting to step things up.
I'm expecting him to have a much better season this year.
Same thing with Randall.
Absolutely. Well, I expect the same from him. He's going to put up points, grab rebounds, and do nothing else.
Yeah, I need to see him play a little better on the defensive end, really. And they comparing him to Draymond. I'm like, all right, well.
Draymond's a defensive player.
Draymond is a top three defender in the league.
First.
Right. And he can do all that other stuff. You know, Julius Randle, I like what I'm seeing. I just need to see a little bit more on the defensive end.
Absolutely.
But I do like it. I mean, now, of course, the big thing, Kobe Bryant, not there anymore. You know, pressure is on.
Pressure's off. There's no expectations for them.
There's pressure on one person.
Yeah, Jim Buss. Get your fucking job done.
He's like, you know, everybody said when we're talking about competitive team for this franchise, it's competing for a championship.
Ain't this year three?
I think it's year three or four.
That means
he's gone.
He's gone. Season's over. Because
if Jenny backs out on this,
she got to go.
I'm clowning.
She got to go.
Then it's just like, oh, I don't want to fire my brother. Like, dude, he's still part owner of the Lakers. What you kicking him out on the street? Get out of here.
You get out.
Mm-hmm. Go back to your $8 million house in the hills. You know what? Go slum in your infinity pool and your view. Hey, come on, man. Dude, he owns the most, he's part owner of a $1 billion team.
Yep.
He just don't need to make them decisions anymore.
Exactly. He does not need to make the executive choices. Can't.
No, no. I mean, they 17 game. If they get close to 30, that's
a good season.
You know, I don't expect Luke Walton, the quote-unquote, save the team. I expect what I don't expect them is to continue down this trick. And like, oh, now we're losing the record. Now we only lose 15 games.
If they do that. I'm throwing my hands up in the air and saying Jim Buss gotta go. At this point, there's nothing else he can do or say to change anything. Yeah. He's got to go. I mean, you need a different voice.
I mean, right. You can't. I think Luke Walton is gonna be good for this team.
That was probably the one good thing he did.
All you want to see, what I want to see from him is I want to see whatever he feels like he needs. I don't need you to be Golden State. Look, whatever you feel like with this team needs offensively and especially defensively, put in your system, and I just want to see them do what they need to do.
Yep.
I don't need to see them put up 120 points a game. I just need to see improvement from everybody, and it looks like they're trying. Wait, there's games with they rotating on defense? They playing on like a string? Okay. And if they lose, like, look, what if something is working that maybe at the end of the season, you're like, you know what?
The potential's there. I see the light at the end of the tunnel.
Mm-hmm. But you still fired Jim Buss. Thanks for your help. Get the fuck out. Because look, it's on you now. This is strictly the kids' team. There is nobody on this team really related to Dr. Buss.
Nope.
So these are all y'all superstars.
Yep. This is fully Jim Buss's team.
Mm-hmm. Jim and Jenny, this y'all.
100%.
You know what?
Kobe gone.
Yeah. And we know them Laker fans. It's take too long. You said you was going to have us competitive. You know what?
I got to even
D'Angelo
admit.
D'Angelo Russell struggling. Trade him.
Even I got to admit. Swaggy P looked pretty good in the preseason. Mm-hmm. He actually played some damn defense. Mm-hmm. I was like,
he said he played.
Wow.
Yeah, I think
Luke Walton is actually making things happen.
Yeah, I think Luke Walton can
he can command respect.
Yeah.
Unlike Byron Scott.
Yeah. This is all we're going to hear from it's about the youth now. It ain't about Kobe Bryant or somebody else. It's all about development.
Yep.
Let's see what y'all going to do.
Absolutely.
So man, that's the West.
Woo!
I can't wait.
Tuesday can't get here fast enough, man.
Nope. I know with the Lakers, they considering Meta World Peace as an assistant because they don't want to lose him. He seems to be a good guy for the young folks.
If he's a good locker room dude, yeah, they want to keep him leader, around. Fine.
But it's they got one spot. Thomas Robinson is supposed to be playing well.
Man, all give right. Thomas Robinson that spot. Mm-hmm. I like Thomas Robinson.
Shout out to Elton Brand retiring after 19 seasons.
Shout out to Elton Brand. He should have retired a Bull.
Or at least play there a lot longer.
All I'm going to remember Elton Brand for is being the 2010 scorer who got traded for two high schoolers. Nigga, what? Who ruined the Bulls' progression.
You're like, well, now he set us back 5 years.
Thanks, Jerry Krause.
God. Oh, man. Yeah, I can't wait. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah, it is.
Let's see.
Be sure to check us out on blackisonline.com.
Let's keep it. We are on here. We are chatting it up.
Yeah.
It's a packed show. College football. The big thing, down goes Ohio State.
Dude.
Number 2 Ohio State lost in Penn State, 21-24. You fail.
Yeah, that's it. Which I'm like. Yeah. That means Washington is inching closer to that playoff. Mm. We're getting a Pac-12 team in there.
Yeah, let's Washington go. Beat number 5 Washington beat Oregon State 41-17. It's like, oh, you got to blow them out.
I read somebody and was like, well, at least you didn't let them drop 70 like Oregon. Like, dang.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'll stay out. Alabama continues on, beats number 6 Texas A&M.
Yep.
30-14.
Business as usual.
Yeah, solidify yourself. A little upset. SMU beat number 11, Houston, 38-16. Yeah.
Dude, Greg Ward has looked pretty terrible the last few games. I don't know. I don't know what's going on.
No, I don't know what's going on either.
I don't know what's going on.
That's not helping out.
Nope.
You had other SEC, number 25, LSU, number 23, Ole Miss, 38-21, trying to get back on track. 21, Auburn, mopped number 17, Arkansas, 56-3.
Oof.
That was nuts.
Mm.
Other one I got on here, number 19, Utah beat UCLA 42-45. And shout out, I know Baylor don't want to hear
it. Are they running back?
Utah running back, Joe Williams, who supposedly retired, or quote unquote, I'm not playing football no more, came back, school record, 332 yards rushing, 4 TDs. Damn.
Jesus. Yeah, I feel you, Baylor. You might want to make that call to Les Miles right now.
Ugh.
Because, Jesus, Jim Moore ain't got the mojo no more.
Nah, man, it kind of went. It sucked, man, because I was turning the corner. You were like, they might be pretty good.
Yep. Nah, not that, man.
Fell the hell off.
Yeah, they
so Alabama goes a week off. Then you're number 1. Michigan jumps up a spot. They number 2.
Mm.
And we'll see when they play Ohio State. Ohio State, knock them out.
Yep.
Guarantee we get them dubs in there. Clemson moves up. They number 3.
Hey, Louisville.
Yeah, Louisville moved up 2 spots. They number 5. Washington moved up. They number 4.
Woo!
Ohio State fell 4 spots to 6.
Mm.
Nebraska still undefeated.
Yep.
They move up to number 7. Baylor moves up a spot. They 6-0. And number 8. Texas A&M falls 3, they're at 9. And West Virginia moves up 2.
Oh, wow.
To hold on that number 10 spot.
Okay.
Let's see, the biggest jump you had. Auburn moved up 6 spots to 15.
Okay.
LSU moved up 6 spots to number 19.
Mm.
Yep.
Get Orgeron, get it done.
Penn State jumped into it. They 24.
Oh, yeah. After you beat a top two team, mm-hmm. you like automatically get ranked.
Yep.
Is Colorado still in there?
Colorado was 23. Until they moved in. They weren't ranked previously until they moved in.
We got some Pac-12 teams up in there.
Yeah, you have Houston, Arkansas, and Ole Miss fell out.
Oh, Jesus.
So, that's nuts.
Whatever.
Get the train going. Look, they tried. I got to give them the love. They almost got there to the Dodgers. Dave Roberts, hell of a season.
Hey, manager of the year.
Yeah, his ass off. Look, I mean, you can't. Clayton Kershaw won the other game, won nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this game, they woke up. You're playing the best, record-wise, the best team in baseball. Did you really think you were going to hold down this offensive juggernaut for, like, the whole series?
And it always, this has been the case for Clayton Kershaw all the freaking years he's been a Dodger. He don't never get no run support.
Nope.
Ever. Every time he pitches, he wins, like, 1-0, 2-0. He never, you ain't never seen Clayton Kershaw win 11-3. He never gets run support when he pitches. Ever. And you're like, that's the problem.
Yeah, you got to help him out.
That's the problem.
Yeah, and I mean, this game, they got on him and got on him early.
Yep.
And you're like, oh, damn it. But, you know, look, you can't expect the ace ain't going to play well every game.
Exactly.
And, yeah, if you're not giving him no run support, what the hell?
Exactly.
But, you know, we got two teams that, man, whoever put money on these two teams – to get to the World Series. First of all, who are you?
You're fans of that team.
Easily. Fans of both of them.
Yeah, it got to be.
On that two-team Teddy D thing. But then you'd be like, why you pick these two teams? But, wow.
Mm.
We was talking about it. I wasn't sure it was going to happen. But you got the Cubs and the Indians. And see, this is why I don't like the World Series. I would be pissed off. Well, I mean, because you're there, you know what it is. But I'm like, wait a minute, I won almost 100 games, and I'm on the road.
Yep.
Fuck all that.
Yep. Because you won in the damn All-Star game.
What happened if Toronto actually beat them? You're like, oh, so the wild card team gets home field advantage. What kind of bullshit? The only time they're going to fix it, though, that's what needs to happen. You need a wild card team to get to the World Series, and they get home field just because of that. And then they'll be like, wait, what?
We got to change it.
Oh, this guy, we got to change it. Yeah. Until then, no. I'm happy for both fan bases. Mm-hmm. I mean, I know Chicago was partying.
Oh, yeah. They was getting in.
Yeah, I know Cleveland partying. So, one of these fan bases is going to be heartbroken, and one of these fan bases, they taking the week off.
Yep. There you go.
Especially if it's Chicago. You're like, I'm a Cubs fan. Yeah, I'm not coming in tomorrow. So yep. You know what? Let me just take my time for the next 3 days. I'm getting chocolatey wasted. I'm getting fucked up. Parties galore. Both of them. Cleveland going to be like, man, give me some of that mojo. Cleveland fans, I don't know. They may not be able to handle it. Like, wait a minute. We the talk of the town in terms of sports cities? I can't handle it. We was getting clowned like, y'all, you can't win nothing.
Yep.
And now we won two in the same year. I can't handle it.
Yep.
My head about to explode.
That's funny.
That is going to be nuts. So shout out to them. I will be watching. Should be exciting. I think the Cubs are going to win it personally. I think it's just their year.
It's just meant to be.
But we shall see.
Yep.
All right. So let's get into this. What you got for us, sir? 5 minutes with Grandpa.
All right, just real, real quick. I'm going to make this fast. I'm going to make this very serious. This Josh Brown thing has really pissed me off beyond words I can explain. First of all, I've never condoned ever putting your hands on a woman, but the fact that he has multiple offenses of hitting his wife is a big problem in itself. The fact that ownership knew of this before they signed him is a problem.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that ownership is backing him, talking about we need more information, is a problem. The fact that the coach is backing him and saying, well, we have his back and everything. It comes across like you're condoning what he's doing, which is not okay. NFL completely and utterly botched this whole situation.
Again.
You know, the fact that it came out that at the Pro Bowl, he was drunk, banging on his wife's door, That should have been the number one red flag. Okay, clearly this is something that has happened before. Because I'm sorry, you don't just get drunk and just do that random. You just don't do that. The NFL security had to move her and his family and his kids to a different hotel that he didn't know about. So that already tells you there's something going on here. The wife admitted what was going on. And then it comes out that he wrote the whole document of what was going on. I know Kmart mentioned it earlier that one of his quotes was, well, I thought I was God and she was my slave. And it's like, what? It really sickened me. And it comes across, and I tweeted this out, we can't act like race doesn't play a role in this. We can't be naive to that fact, because clearly it does. You're telling me a sport that is made up of about probably 67% African-American. You're telling me a running back who was caught on camera hitting his wife one time. Granted, he shouldn't have done it, but one time that we know of, his wife backed him and basically said, this is not something that happens all the time. It was kind of a one-off incident. He was remorseful.
He owned it.
And he can't get a tryout. Now, granted, the year prior to it happening, he was ass. He was terrible on the field. So you can, if you want to spin it that way, fine. But the fact that he can't get a tryout, sniff anything, is a problem. Greg Hardy comes out. We see the pictures. He got 10 games, and then it got dropped to 4. I don't know what happened to the 6-game mandated suspension. So whatever. But again, we got another African-American player who is getting at least 4 games suspension. We have this white kicker. Kickers ain't even considered football players by most football players if you asked them. You like, is a kicker a football player? Hell no. They don't do nothing. He gets 1 game for multiple offenses that are documented. And then the NFL tries to pull some bullshit like, well, we didn't have enough information. What? But yet Deadspin is able to get all the information and all the documentation that shows all the multiple offenses he's done? Mm-hmm. Nonsense. It's bullshit. And it really pissed me off. And the fact that he's now on paid leave. What Adrian Peterson got for disciplining his child. So we're basically equivalent. We're equalizing disciplining your child. Granted, Adrian Peterson might have gone a little overboard with the discipline.
He did.
But we are equivalating disciplining your child to beating your wife repeatedly. I don't understand what is going on. Roger Goodell has to get the fuck out of here. He is the worst commissioner I've ever seen when it comes to punishments. They're all over the place. You're telling me Aaron fucking footballs is more concerning to you than hitting women? You got to get the fuck out of Dodge, man. And it sickens me. And I still watch the NFL. You know, I am a fan of football, but I am very disgusted with the NFL right now. Very disgusted. I don't even know what to, I don't have words to really say. I ain't got enough time to say what I really want to say, but that's all, man. This Josh Brown situation just really, it got me hot.
It got a lot of folk hot. I get it. So yeah, man, it's situation. I'm gonna comment on it in a second.
But that's all I got.
All right. Before we get into the awards, we actually got another voicemail popped up.
Damn.
So yeah, it's just that kind of been that kind of day.
All right.
Here we go.
Yo, yo, what's going on, y'all? This is for the Brothers Lehman's Sports Podcast. It's Rule Boy M. Y'all probably know me as M the Coons on Twitter.
First-time
caller. Been listening for a while. But, yeah, man, so is it Jonathan?
Yes, sir.
See, I said about my Eagles now, man. It'd be the number one defense. Oh, can we breathe now? Or you going to go on the Fed like Big B and just smash all Eagle fans? I was just talking to Kim Wright. that he went on the show and Big B was going in. But hey, Redskins lost. Ha 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 ha. Denver, yeah, good luck. But other than that, man, pretty good games, man, this weekend. I enjoyed them. Dolphins, oh, man. Ajayi, isn't that his name? Man, he gave me points. Odell Beckham Jr., you piece of shit. 4 points? Fuck you, Eli. Damn. And somebody told me to get a Rams quarterback. 4 interceptions, man. Garbage. Anyways, I'm up by like 9 points in my fantasy. Oh, boy, I'm playing. He got a kicker, so if his kicker sucks, I'm good. Anyways, hopefully y'all can hear my accent, you know. I'm not, you know, hopefully I'm nice and clear. Y'all can hear me. But, yeah, man, first-time caller. Hopefully I keep calling or we keep talking this bullshit, man. I enjoy y'all Sunday. I just got off work. And probably catch Sunday night football by what, 9? About 9 o'clock over here. I in Dayton, Ohio, man. Buckeyes lost, yes. Stupid ass Buckeyes. Fuck. I gotta hear that shit every day, today, tomorrow, next week. Fucking Buckeyes. Anyways, brother ladies, y'all take it easy. Peace.
Appreciate that, M.
Yeah, shout out to you.
Hey, shout out to you, brother. I'm assuming from the accent, it sounds like African, perhaps. I'm wondering. I'm thinking. I don't know. But definitely appreciate the voicemail. Yes, I'm going to let your Eagles live. I'll let y'all live another week. but shout out to y'all for winning that game. Hey, man, shout out. Hey, appreciate the voicemail. Keep it coming, man. Thank you for being a listener and, you know, hitting us up on Twitter and everything. And I'm sure tomorrow night when Broncos play, we'll have our little back and forth.
Oh, yeah, man.
Shout out.
Shout out to you, man. All right, let's get into these.
All right.
The awards so we can get out of here.
I know y'all been like, dang, y'all long. It's a long show. Yeah, just, I know.
It be like that.
Yep.
All right, first off, let's start with the Norse Awards.
Norse.
I got a few quickly.
Okay.
Yes, first Norse Award is going to the Sparks, who won, I think it's like their third WNBA title, first time in like since 2002. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Candace Parker getting her first title. That's all she needed. Got the finals MVP. Beat the Minnesota Lynx in 5, who's a good team on their own. Now, I did hear that the last shot was kind of controversial and I guess should not have counted what I read, but I was, you know, that's what happened. You got to go to replay, I guess. I got to fix something. But shout out to the Sparks for sure. Jay Ajayi. Back-to-back 200 rushing yard games. I clicked on here. Joins a list.
A very small list.
Small list of players who have done that. That includes, I know off the top of my head, includes Ricky Williams did it.
Yep.
Earl Campbell did it. Yep. And O.J. Simpson did it twice.
He is now the fourth.
That's all.
Dang. In the whole history of the NFL. That's crazy.
This dude, if he's going to earn some starting spot, like I said. That dude killed. And, of course, yeah, shout out to, you know, fans of for these World Series teams, Cubs and Indians. Y'all been thirsty for a long time. So
absolutely.
Enjoy this.
Absolutely.
You know, like baseball, you don't know if your team will be back here again for another 100 years. You don't know.
You could suck next year, suck for the next 25 years. You don't know.
Breathe it in. Take all this in. So, yeah, that's all I got. All
right, for sure. So first Norse Award for me is a very special one. Shout out to our cousin Lauren Mack, who had a baby, little Preston, who has been added to the Layman bloodline. So shout out to you. You know, I asked her permission before I went ahead and just ranted it on the show, but you know, shout out to her. Really good person. You know, very down to earth, treats us well, and love you, Lauren.
Yes, sir.
Shout out.
Shout out to you. Enjoy motherhood.
Yes, ma'am. I know you're going to be a good one. All right. Next Norse Award I got is going out to Adrian Gonzalez, first baseman for the Dodgers, who refused to stay with the Dodgers at Trump Hotel in Chicago. He didn't speak much on it. He said, I didn't stay there. I had my reasons. And then somebody asked him, tried to ask him about it, and he just smiled and said, we're here to talk baseball, not talk politics. So Clearly, he's of Mexican-American descent. So clearly, you know, Trump's, you know, building walls and all that and immigration policies probably didn't sit very well with him.
No.
But shout out to you for taking your stance. Everybody's taking stances in different ways. You know, Colin Kaepernick-Nils, he's like, I ain't staying in no Trump hotel. And I can't be mad at him for that. Last noise award I got, kind of going back to this Josh Brown situation. I was pissed off initially because I was like, hold on. We got owners coming out talking all about Kaepernick's kneeling, but ain't no owners talking about this.
Yeah.
But it came out today that NFL owners, executives, coaches, and players have privately expressed their displeasure over how the league has handled this. This whole situation. So one team owner has called the situation an embarrassment. I wish the owners would put their names by it.
Mm-hmm.
As more information was to become public. Another NFL owner questioned how the situation reached this point, considering the league implemented a domestic violence initiative under its personal conduct policy in 2014 and hired 3 female advisors to assist on the issues. So that's why I'm like, are you serious? And it says 2 league officials believe the NFL was disinterested in Brown's case when it compared to fervor with which it pursued the Deflategate issue.
Yeah.
So I was just glad to see that some owners were like, okay, hold on. Wait a minute. This is the problem. It's like, you know, we can talk about Kaepernick. He's fighting for good causes. Y'all fools, it seems to be you are supporting a woman beater. That's a problem. We need owners to speak up. We need executives to speak up and say, okay, this can't happen.
Yeah.
This is a problem. So shout out to those owners, even though they ain't put their names out there, whoever you may be, for saying, this is a problem. We need to get it fixed. And since Goodell works for you, get in his ass.
There you go.
That's all I got. All
right. And let's get into this. Man. I know we're going to have more to say, more coming on this this Josh Brown incident.
Mm-hmm.
What? What the fuck? Slow down. What? What the fuck? No! 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 Fuck that!
All right, what you got?
I just got one. All right. And the former University of Virginia wide receiver Aiden Howard filed a lawsuit against the school, saying the school fostered an environment that led to relentless hazing and harassment at his expense, which I was like, whoa. Mm. It said he suffered a broken eye socket in one hazing ritual referred to as ramming, in which freshmen were forced to wrestle naked or partially clothed. I'm like, what the fuck? Now, they did say, I guess, the head coach wasn't to blame, but they said, I guess some of the coaches, like the wide receiver coach, is somebody he named, and he said they would question his toughness and manliness and would call him stupid, dumb, slow, or retarded. I guess he was diagnosed with a learning disability, and they would kind of shit on him for that.
Yeah.
So I was just, when I read that, I was kind of like, really? Is it? I'm like, y'all do realize parents send their kids to school, number one, for higher education, to learn. But I'm like, dude, to berate kids, and I'm like, they're kids.
Right.
What's wrong with y'all? Y'all are grown men. What is wrong with y'all? So the School of Virginia, they got to get their shit together. And the Virginia released a statement on the matter. It said, University of Virginia places a high priority on safety and well-being of every member of its community. Specifically, as it relates to Mr. Howard's legal filing, UVA is conducting a thorough investigation that involves several steps in the fact-finding process. So we'll see what happens with that, but this was just like, damn, another black eye in the college football world.
Mm.
It's like, Jesus.
Yeah, they gotta get their shit together.
Absolutely. That's all I got.
All right. So I'm going to jump on this, but, K Martin sent something in as a what the fuck moment. So I am going to play that, and just piggyback off of him.
What up, brothers? This is your boy, K. Martin, again. I know I talked about it a little bit on my last voicemail, but you know what? Especially after the last 24 hours and more information is starting to become available, I wanted to talk about Josh Brown again. And let me start with the coach, Ben McAdoo, saying we're not going to turn our back on him. What? You're not going to turn your back on him, but it's okay for him to beat the crap out of his wife.
Exactly.
How does this fucktard still have a job is my question. Mm. How? Mm. The whole, I mean, it's the whole damn NFL, man. I mean, I'm pretty sure we've all seen stories on where players have gotten cut for silly stuff, man. Yep. Silly stuff. I mean, I've seen players get cut for being late to a meeting, for being 5 minutes late to a meeting.
Yep.
But yet, the Giants have still allowed this idiot to still have to kick for their team. I mean, and personally, I don't give a damn about no exempt list. Was Ray Rice put on an exempt list?
Nope.
If I remember right, and Jonathan, you brought it up on Twitter, he was put on a 1-game suspension, and due to the public outcry, then that 1-game suspension turned into 6, and after the 6, he was released. If memory serves me correct, I think that's what happened. Now, you would think that after Ray Rice had that incident with his wife in the in that elevator, I mean, God, not just players, but people in society entirely would think domestic violence is no joke. I mean, man, that shit just doesn't fly.
Nope.
And the Giants allowed this clown to come back after that 1-game suspension. Really?
Yep.
Really. But, I mean, to me, it's like, what's the point of having a zero tolerance policy when you don't even enforce it? And the way the NFL and the Giants have been acting, it makes you really wonder, do they really care? Exactly. Or are they just putting up a front just to save face? Because when that Ray Rice incident happened, that put a black eye on the shield. Mm-hmm. And you know the NFL, if it damages the shield, well, you got to be dealt with.
Yep.
And look what's going on right now. But, you know, and it's what's crazy is that the Giants owner knew about all this because Josh Brown told the team. And the owner wanted to sit on the radio and say, oh, we knew about it, but we didn't know the extent. Man, I got a cold side eye for that one, man. But after that incident right there, he should have been cut right on the spot.
Yep.
And hell, I mean, the NFL, they knew about this because there was an incident at the Pro Bowl involving him and his wife. And officials had to kind of intervene. And I mean, I don't know, guys. I don't know. Maybe you guys can explain this better than I can. I mean, hey, I'm just here. But overall, I mean, it's been a really bad year for deaths and for crimes against women. Mm-hmm. I mean, you got old boy up in Stanford, and then you got this sexual assault case regarding Derrick Rose, and the jurors and the judge, a federal judge at that, taking pictures with them. And the judge saying, "Oh, good luck this season, but not against the Lakers." Come on, man! Come on, that right there just lets you know that this whole thing is a joke. But you know what? Hey, he may have gotten off in court, but you know what, man? He's going to get murdered in the court of public opinion.
Oh yes,
he's not going to be able to. Oh my God, that's definitely a black eye on his rep. But on to some funny stuff. Let me get like on something a little bit lighthearted, even though it's still retarded, but it's still a little more, it's lighthearted. Michael Irvin, the playmaker. Oh my God. He was on a radio program in Dallas the other day, and they were talking about how Ezekiel Elliott runs the ball. And Michael, you know how Michael Irvin is. He gets super excited over shit. He was saying, oh man, the way he runs the ball kind of makes me want to go into the bathroom and spend some alone time with myself. Oh my God, man. You know what, man? This whole voicemail could just be one big what the fuck moment. Mm. Anyway, you guys, I'll catch up with you guys later. Peace out.
Appreciate it, Kmart.
Yeah, I had to say that. And that was the one he was talking about.
Oh, okay. I saw that. Yeah, I was like,
oh my God. That's like, okay.
That, That's too much. TMI, dude. TMI. Yeah,
we don't need to know what
you do. Remind me to never shake your hand if I meet you in public.
Throw that fist up. Let me put a fist.
Get a
fist
get bump. A pound. Pound, bro. Fist pump, bro.
Yeah, I mean, y'all done said everything that needed to be said. I'm just... Yeah,
I forgot about the owner's comment about I didn't know to the extent. I'm like, what extent do you need? Do you need to see her with a black eye? Do you need her with a broken arm? What extent do you need?
This is part of my frustration. One, I don't believe the NFL has this six-game policy. I don't believe it. I don't.
Well, they've never enforced it.
No, because it's never like, okay, you know what? Oh, you admitted to beating your wife. Okay, six games. Oh, you beat up your girlfriend. Okay, you know what? Okay, you know what? And if he admits it, oh, okay, you know what? If you want to get dude help, fine. You know what? I don't want to leave you out in the cold. We'll go get you some help. But you fired. Now let's go get some help. Same thing with like Josh Gordon. You know what? Let's get you some help. By the way, you can't play for us no more.
Yep.
Now let's go get some help. I don't think the NFL gives a fuck. Really? They still on that? And then, you know, with it coming out like, well, they blaming the law enforcement in Seattle or wherever in the Pacific Northwest. Like, well, they went and give us all the information. And that sheriff came out and was like, how come one of your people just didn't identify themselves as you work for the NFL? You didn't say, I'm from the NFL, I'm from the National Football League, nothing. Which seemed to happen some other time with the Ray Rice. Everybody's like, did you get the whole video?
We couldn't get the tape.
And then it came out, oh, well, then the whole tape get leaked.
How TMZ get it then? You're a multi-billion dollar corporation. Y'all have 1,000 lawyers.
We seen the tape. Then it was like, well, we saw it. Like, so you saw the tape. You didn't think it was that big a deal. But then the tape come out. Oh, yeah, I guess it was a big deal. Okay, he's gone. Like, and y'all, look, Greg Hardy got thrown through the damn mud. As he should.
As he should.
Because he's a dick.
Well, he was convicted.
Yeah.
And I guess he was.
He used his appeal.
He found a loophole
in the system. But y'all seeing the shit.
But he was convicted.
At least for Ray Rice, he was like, you know what? I fucked up.
And he was so remorseful about it.
I shouldn't have done it. You know, I got to deal with it now. He basically, I have to have this over my head. I'm trying to speak out.
And he speaks out on domestic violence now.
This Josh Brown shit. And he's a kicker. You should have been like, the fact that you re-signed him, because you could have been like, you know what? He's a free agent. We just ain't picking him up again. And nobody would have gave a fuck.
Nope.
You could have been like, you know what? We're going to go with this other kicker.
Yep.
And then you did not have to say it's because he beat his wife. Any of that. You could have been like, you know what? We thank Josh Brown, but we want to go younger. Or some other reason you want to give. You didn't. You picked him up. It was cool. And then this page report, what I want to read, but I've heard some of the instances they bring up. I'm like, what the fuck?
There were like multiple instances.
This fool done hit me like 20 times. And like, come on. Like, you doing this shit right? He got kids.
This is your wife.
Like, come on. If you want to set an example, yes. Especially after your bullshit with Deflategate that you spent 2 years fighting over, and it happened during a half that didn't even matter. Fine. You cheated. Use the correct balls. Okay, now he put up 20 on them niggas, blow them out. Didn't even fucking matter. But some shit that's actually important, you don't give a fuck. And then this all comes out, and then we're supposed to believe you care about women because you got pink shit.
Because you hired 3 women to be on your team?
Fine. You care about cancer. Oh, great. Cancer is fucked up. Yes, I agree with that.
My thing is, I want to hear from these 3 women you hired and their thoughts on this matter.
Are you shutting them up?
Exactly. Are you like, yeah, y'all don't matter?
This shit is fucking embarrassing.
It's an embarrassment.
And my other one is to this Derrick Rose situation. Now, I don't know what to believe a lot of the times.
He was not found liable. But, right. So in a civil court matter, I guess he wasn't technically not true.
Right. Now,
I don't know.
Right. But now I read, you know, shout out to, what's his name, Robert Little from Black Sports Online. He has some articles. He has some sources and, you know, all that saying that she basically was lying. Mm-hmm. And it seemed like the jury felt like her story was not adding up. You know, you were able to send text messages that the same time coherently, but you're saying you're drunk. You seem like you was going, they got evidence that seemed like you was all, you was just going to get him for money, that you said he was dumb. And I mean, if he's like, I don't know what consent is, I guess he is dumb.
Yep.
It,
this was a no-win situation.
It is, because you like, if you, if somebody lying, what happens? Because there are, I don't know. I don't, you know what? Look, if you, you can be as freaky as you fucking want. If you want to be tied up and chained and whipped, that's on you. If you want to get, if you want to do trains, either, however, that's you. It's in consent of your own home. Do what you want. It don't, I don't care. That's how you want to get it. Some people don't even want to go past a missionary. Okay. Yep. So it's just whatever
floats your boat.
But on one hand, it feels fucked up, because if nothing did happen and it was all consensual, then Derrick Rose is going to be labeled forever. Yep. People are going to be like, well, I still don't believe his ass.
Yep.
He probably did something. And he didn't. He could have been like, you know what? I'm going to just settle and give her the money.
And then that, and if that had happened, he really, right, people really would have been like, oh, you did it.
Right. But he was like, no, I was nasty. I did all this shit. We did all this. I'm going to put all my business out there. And it found out that, nothing happened.
And he has a son, too.
Right.
Which his son can now read upon this.
Right.
Stuff.
Now, if she's lying, which it seems to be, I don't know. I wasn't there. But it seemed like she's lying. Then what happens to her? You made all this shit up. You basically slander somebody. Could he come back and sue you for slander? You know, what happened? It's like, oh, well, because this shit happens too often to women, that if they lie about it, nothing happens. That don't help neither.
Yeah.
Like, I don't, this shit, it, all this shit is just fucking frustrating.
It's a touchy subject.
Like I said before, we were like, if he did it, fuck him.
He's a piece of shit. Go to jail. And he deserves everything. Needs to be thrown under the jail.
If she's lying about it just to get some paper, she fucked up.
That's
messed
up.
And there should be something.
There should be consequences. Mm-hmm. She should go to jail.
Because we've heard the situation on here. We played the audio with Baylor and his brother. You know, what is the repercussion for trying to get somebody set up to go to jail so you can get some money off of them?
Absolutely.
There needs to be some. This shit is frustrating. You know, we had this on top of this job. It's just a lot of fucking shit.
Yeah.
And this world crazy.
Yeah.
So
be careful.
Just, it's all about educating. Try to do your best to not get put in these situations. Talk to your fucking kids when they're young. Stop. We parent. I'm a parent. John's about to be a parent. My kids ain't of age yet, but when they get of age in their teens, we talking about sex. Yep. We talking about rape. We talking about physical. You don't hit nobody. I don't care. Believe you don't hit nobody else.
Exactly.
My Believe son, it. Don't be hitting no, don't hit women. My daughter, don't be hitting no men. Don't hit. This is 2016. People don't care. Women will sock your ass in your face.
Yep.
And the other way around, women, you want equality? Well, you get up in a motherfucking dude face. This ain't the 70s and before. Where if it was like, oh, he hit you, he fucked up. You run up on a dude, he probably hit you now. That's the world we live in now.
It's crazy to think about that, but yeah, it's the truth.
You will get rolled up on.
And
so,
I'm definitely going to have talks with my son.
Yeah, do not put yourself, leave.
Yep.
Oh, well, she don't leave. Get out the way. I ain't trying to do some shit. Scream for help. You looking like you soft. Well, I'll be a soft nigga out here walking the streets. Than a hard nigga in jail.
On that Asher Roth, I love college. And don't have sex if she's too gone.
Right.
Straight up.
No, you gotta be safe.
You gotta be careful and be smart.
So yeah. So I just wanna give in one more noise. I wanna give a noise award out to y'all just cause this the longest show we probably done.
Ever had, yes.
Just the most feedback we've had. We gonna, you know what? If it continues like this, great. If we don't get any, whatever. I just appreciate everybody who's been supporting us. If you a first time, if you a third time, if you've been listening for since episode 1, since episode 100, we appreciate that.
Isaac like, hurry up.
Yeah. Isaac like, y'all been in here too damn long. You know, my wife's planning. But yeah, just thank you guys. Thank you for tuning into the show. I know this long. If you get through all of this, shout out to you. We appreciate it. If you make sure you checking us out Find us on the website, blackisonline.com. You can also find the Black Is Network, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, Player FM, Android, iPhone, whatever.
Everything.
You can find us. You know what? This is heavy subject. You listening to the break. We got heavy subjects there. We talking about rape culture there. Good stuff. Make sure you checking that show out weekly. If y'all want to get at us, y'all want to let your voice be heard on any of this stuff, any sports talk, talking shit, frustration on all this crap, any of that in between, we love it. As you can tell, we play it. It'd be like a 6-minute voicemail. We don't care. We playing it because we appreciate y'all taking the time out to leave it and send it.
Absolutely.
Y'all can do that via email, thebrotherslayman@gmail.com, voicemail 323-455-4219, Twitter @brotherslayman, and like I said, you can find it, show page, blackisonline.com.
Absolutely. That set a mouthful there, but yeah, definitely want to shout out all y'all. I want to give a special shout out to my homeboy, Victor Palacios, who was able to join us at the beginning of the show. Please go check out his stuff. You know, he's a good dude. He's trying to do good things for the world, you know, and that's what it's all about. So definitely want to thank all of you guys for the feedback. I was kind of taken aback with how much feedback we actually got today. I mean, damn, it seemed like 10. We hit double digits today.
It seemed like it.
I mean, shoot. So, you know, shout out to all of you guys for the first time listeners. Definitely want to thank you guys for just taking the time out to check us out. For the long time listeners, definitely want to thank you guys for just hanging out with us for the long haul. And, you know, shout out to the medium listeners. If you just joined in between, that's fine. You know, definitely want to thank you guys as well. You know, shout out to all of you guys. You know, if you love the show, go ahead and tell all your loved ones. Tell your mamas, daddies, sisters, brothers, cousins, aunties, uncles, nieces, nephews. Tell your dogs, cats, chickens, ducks, roosters. And since this damn show was so long, just tell everybody about the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour, where it goes down. And we have been your hosts, Chris and Jonathan, where we're giving it to you strong, and it goes down smooth.
Take it easy, y'all.
Holla!